Blog Talk Radio.
This the place to come where we all can address the issue. Debating different topics, bring friends and family with you. You can say what you want, speak whatever you feel. When Lizzie May is paying the building,
it's what?
It's real.
Talk Radio.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. We are your hosts. We are in the building. I am T-Real.
I am Lizzie
Nang.
It's your girl, Miss Behave.
And it's the baby, Sarge.
You know, Sarge always got to make his grand entrance.
Let's wake up.
And tonight we have a very interesting show. We're going to get right into it. Last year we did a show called Conspiracy Theories, which till this day is our highest viewed show. And it also shows that people are informed, like people do care about things that are going on, because out of all of the like reality show based type shows and the fashionable hip hop ish type of shows we might have, the conspiracy theory show was by far the highest viewed. So people are informed, and we talk about different things here on It's Real Talk Radio. We focus on different things. We don't have a set thing that we talk about, a set topic. We talk about different things, and sometimes we just want to be informative. We just want to, get people's minds going and talk about something that's, you could say, conscious, that just makes you think, like real things, like the real life stuff. It's nice. We love having a good time and debating, and, you know, last week we did Barbies, and all that stuff is fun, but it comes to a point where it's time to get serious. And right now, it's time to get serious. Tonight's discussion is Conspiracy Theories Part 2, Weather Modification. And weather modification is basically, you know, self-explanatory. You could say, if I was to put it in my own words, I would say the ability for man to dictate the weather or control the weather, which is considered to be, of course, a conspiracy theory. So let's talk about conspiracy theories real quick. Let's talk about conspiracy theories. What do people consider conspiracy theories? Like things that are a hoax, like something that's like
aliens.
So far-fetched.
Aliens.
Yeah, like exactly, like that type of stuff. You know what I mean? Conspiracy theories. And it's mind-boggling me. It's mind-boggling to me some of the things that are considered to be conspiracy theories, things that I've seen with my own two eyes. You're going to sit here and tell me it's a conspiracy theory. So I guess I'm a gook. I'm just crazy. I'm nuts. Everybody's nuts. Just like who was Dave Chappelle? He was nuts. You know, he walked away from that $50 million. He was nuts. And Charlie Sheen, of course, everybody says he's nuts, and he spoke out about the whole 9/11 thing. We spoke on 9/11 on the Conspiracy Theories Part 1 show we did last year, which is considered a conspiracy theory. And, you know, it's really interesting. Like, I was Google searching before the show. I typed in 9/11, and it says, like, Wikipedia is very interesting. Wikipedia is a very interesting website. I typed in 9/11, it says 9/11 conspiracy theory. Like, they put the conspiracy theory next to it, you know. And we already got into 9/11 last year, so we're not going to actually get into that. But I find it very interesting that they put conspiracy theory next to it. Like, it's just crazy, the thing, like, the way they categorize it and the things that a person sees with their own two eyes is considered a conspiracy theory. Along with chemtrails, Wikipedia, you type in chemtrails, it says chemtrails conspiracy theory. Nizzy Nay can verify this, right? Nizzy Nay, you checked it out, right?
Yeah. It says conspiracy theory.
chemtrails. It doesn't just say, like, if I'm Google searching something, right, and I type in something, I need to see the word. Like, why do I need conspiracy theory? So it's like, okay, don't buy into this. This is a conspiracy theory, you know. So
right.
It's crazy. I'm going to actually read a little bit of what they have posted on there. And we're going to get into it, y'all. We're going to dive in deep tonight. We're going to talk about some real stuff here on It's Real Talk Radio. It's funny. So let's go to what they say, Wikipedia has for chemtrails. Chemtrails, conspiracy theory, all in bold letters. According to the chemtrail conspiracy theory, some trails left in the sky by high-flying aircraft are chemical or biological agents deliberately sprayed for sinister purposes undisclosed to the general public. Believers in the theory argue that airplanes don't leave long-lasting contrails under normal conditions, but their arguments have been dismissed by the scientific community. Such trails are simply normal water-based contrails or condensation trails, which are routinely left by high-flying aircraft under certain atmospheric conditions. Although proponents have attempted to prove that the claimed chemical spraying does take place, their analysts have been flawed or based on misconception. Because of the widespread popularity of the conspiracy theory, official agencies have received many inquiries from people demanding an explanation. Scientists and government officials around the world have repeatedly needed to respond, repeating that supposed chemtrails are in fact nothing but normal contrails. The term chemtrail is a portmanteau of the words chemical and trail, just as contrail is a contraction of condensation trail. Believers in the conspiracy theory, so you notice how they keep saying conspiracy theory, speculate that the purpose of the claimed chemical release may be for solar radiation management, psychological manipulation, human population control, weather modification, or biological or chemical warfare, and the trails are causing respiratory illnesses and other health problems. Contrails are formed at high altitudes, 5 to 10 miles or 8 to 16 kilometers, and if any chemicals were released at such altitude, they would disperse harmlessly and fall many hundreds of miles away or degrade before touching the ground. So I think that's really a really interesting way of, like, explaining, like, the things, you know, chemtrails, what we see in the sky, what we see in the sky when we look up. Like, I've been noticing as of recent, like, when I was young, I always seen it, right? Always seen, and I'm sure all of you guys have always seen the trail that the planes leave in the sky. When you look up in the sky and you see the trail, the little, looks like cloud-like trail that the planes leave, I've always noticed that. But as of recently, as of within the last year or so, I've seen, like, so much more of it. And it was, like, now, like, when I go up and I look and I see a blue sky, like, it'll be blue, and it's like, oh, this is such a nice day. And then all of a sudden, here come all of these planes across the sky just. And I was like, I started noticing, I started paying attention, like, wow, like, hold up. I never seen it like this. Like, it's crazy, like, the amount of trails you see in the sky. And they're saying conspiracy theory. I was talking to my friend earlier about it, and I was like, you know what chemtrails is? She was like, yeah. I don't remember how she put it, but she basically was saying, like, yeah, it's the conspiracy. And I was like, You know, go figure. Like, that is what people are taught. If something you don't fully understand or have knowledge on, don't go get educated on it. Just call it a conspiracy. And then it makes sense now. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. That's why I'm glad we're having this show. Wikipedia is a site that I go to for a lot of information. A lot of people say Wikipedia is not, like, you know, you can't really go by Wikipedia. But they have some interesting stuff. And a lot of that stuff, you see, you go to other encyclopedia websites, and you'll see, like, a lot of the same things. So They have some good. I wouldn't say you just dismiss Wikipedia, but to see that conspiracy theory, I find that very interesting. The way they put it, the conspiracy theory, it's funny. Now, Nizzy Nay, contrails. Let them know about the contrail.
Oh,
article. The contrail that Wikipedia has also contrail. And for those who don't know, contrail is basically the supposed to be the proper term for chemtrail. Like chemtrail is like the people call it chemtrails. The people call it chemtrails. But contrail was like, I guess, supposed to be the actual terminology for it, or geoengineering. There are many terms for it, weather modification, whatever you want to call it. But I find it interesting, isn't it? I don't know what they say for contrails.
Contrails, short from condensation trails or vapor trails, are long, thin, artificial, man-made clouds that sometimes form behind aircraft. Their formation, my bad, is like just jumped out of it. Jumped out. Their formation is most often triggered by the water vapor in the exhaust of aircraft engines, but can also be triggered by the changes in air pressure in wingtip. What is that?
Vortices.
Or in the air over the entire wing surface. Like all clouds, contrails are made of water in the form of a suspension of billions of liquid droplets or ice crystals. Depending on the temperature and humidity at the altitude the contrail forms, they may be visible for only a few seconds or minutes. The resulting cloud forms may resemble what size? Cirrus. God damn it. Look, there's a big word. I can't do this.
Cumulus. All right, well, look, let's just pause right there. Because the point is true. No, let's pause right there. So that's, so you see the difference in the chemtrail in the contrail articles on Wikipedia. Like, the contrail, like, it's saying, if you're, basically what it's saying is, if you're searching chemtrails, understand that this is a conspiracy theory, and if you believe into this, you're a kook. But
right. This
is what contrails, like, but the contrails is the same thing, but then they say that the clouds, like, are supposed to, like, dissipate. They're supposed to just, they're supposed to fade away within, like, minutes. So why is it that these clouds stick around when they are in the sky, they stick around? Like, why do they stay? Like, I actually observe and watch. And I think weather modification is interesting because, like, when you sit and just look up and just see this, and it's like, it makes you think, like, what are they doing? Now, a lot of people don't care about, like, things like this, or what's going on, you know, like, what is going on other than what we see on TV and what we can just simply read about and comprehend. Like, you can't just straight look at a chemtrail and understand and comprehend what's exactly happening. You just know you're seeing a bunch of clouds being painted in the sky and it look crazy.
Yeah.
But it's not like just turning on the TV. It's not like just turning on the TV and just, oh, this is what I'm watching, okay. Like, you understand everything that's happening. It's just simple, you know. But something, like, that's conscious like this is really, you have to, like, actually really do research to understand what it is. Let me ask, Misbehave, let's get your opinion on how you feel about this whole weather modification and the research that you've done on it.
Well, I mean, from my understanding, you know, there's contrails, which is supposed to be the condensation coming out of the planes. And like you said, those are supposed to dissipate quickly. And then there's the chemtrails, which supposedly has some type of biological agent in it. And those are the ones that don't fade away. They kind of spread out, and they create a thin layer of cloud cover, really is chemical cover, between the clouds and the sun, really, is what they're trying to stop, supposedly, and us. Now, I see what you're saying. I see what they're saying. I mean, I've watched some videos about it, and I've noticed before myself in the past, you know, I've seen some of the contrails, the real contrails, and I've noticed they dissipate fast. And then I've also seen the trails that I didn't know what chemtrails was, but I saw the trails, and I was wondering, God, how long is that going to stay there? So I know that there's a difference between the two. But as far as for the weather modification, if they're just doing it to, say, stop the UV rays from being as harsh on us, then why won't they just admit to doing that? Why is this big secrecy of it?
That's one of the questions that I think a lot of people are wondering. And it's funny how, like, things could just happen, like, you know, like, there's no explanation. Like, you're spraying something in the sky. Like, this is, like, nobody owns the sky. Like, this is our livelihood you're talking about. Like, you're putting chemicals into the sky. We need to know, like, what is that? What is it? You know, I challenge everybody to, like, research it.
If they really were doing it to protect us from cloud cover, they'd be more than willing to talk about it. I mean,
they're
to protect us from sun rays.
They're doing it to kill us.
They're just like cut straight to it. They're trying to wipe us out.
They're doing it to kill us. Just like they said, like in one of the videos they're trying to play God. They're trying to affect the way the weather is changing, and when you're like controlling the weather, you're also controlling all the crops and everything, all the farmers, what they're growing on the ground, and it's all them chemicals is going into the ground.
And
like,
into the water.
I'm going to do that little test. The lady said you put some water in a jar, it has to be a jar, put some regular water in a jar, and then when it rains, you put some rain in there and see what happens. I'm going to try that.
What's supposed to happen?
I don't know.
What's supposed to happen?
She just said.
You got to send it to a lab. She said you send it to a lab, though, right? You do that, but you send it.
Yeah,
you're talking about the lady that said you got to send it to a lab.
If something happens, you got to see it, too. I would think that you would see something in the water, too.
Well, remember the whole thing about the snow, when people were lighting the snow on fire this past winter? People were lighting the snow on fire and it wasn't melting, any of y'all? Did any of y'all peep that out?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarge know about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the same thing as far as you heard about that. Well, they made a movie about it. The dude that was that had his water system that was so polluted that, you know, drinking regular water from his faucet, he can light it on fire. It was more flammable than the gasoline nearly.
Wow.
I mean, from the snow to, you know, our water. I mean, chemtrails, contrails. I mean, I've been to so many, you know, airplane shows to say if it was going to make people dumber or it was killing everybody, then it would be more to it. I think it would have been said. People are dumb anyway, I believe. Because of chemtrails or contrails, just making anybody dumber. It's just, I really honestly believe that there's really more to it. The climate change and the weather modifications are due to, you know, the polar ice caps. You know, those are, you know, melting away. We got more water coming in, which is going to make our winters colder and our summers hotter. So it's...
I mean, I thought that all the weather changes was supposed to be about El Nino. I remember everybody was talking about El Nino some time back. Now all of a sudden everybody's saying the weather changes from chemtrails. I think it's always going to be something, whatever is trendy at the time.
Until we see God and then everybody's saying, man, you know what, it's the rapture.
But this whole chemtrail goes way back, that a lot more people are starting to speak on it. That's why now you're starting to hear about it, because more people are starting to come out. Like, the lady had came out, she was in the military. Like, she seen it. Like, she witnessed it herself. She couldn't, you know, she didn't believe none of that either. She thought, you know, she was She was protecting everybody. She was doing a good thing until she seen the truth for herself. And then that's when she started speaking out. And once she started speaking out on it, you know, everybody wanted to shut her out and think that she was crazy. They don't know what she's talking about because that's how people are. They don't want it to come out. They don't want people to speak on it.
Well, if you're in the military, you can't talk like that anyway. You really, you're not supposed to speak like that.
Yeah, you could get missing quick. It's like, it's not even a game. You could get missing real quick.
No information. You're just gone. But, of course, people will shut her up. You're in the military, and you're talking about the chemtrails, or, you know, killing people. What about firecrackers? They go up in the air. They explode. All that chemical is in the air. That ain't killing people.
It's a lot to take in. I want to, you know what? There's an expert. All right, there's a site, geoengineeringwatch.org, and I'm glad that there's four of us on here with different views. We shared different views, and I'm glad because now it doesn't sound like a biased panel. So I'm really glad that everyone has their own views. Let's go over some of these factors that I noted, and then we're going to listen to a clip from some people who are like who are speaking on chemtrails. One is a pilot, one is a doctor, people that know their stuff, and you know this ain't no just regular person walking down the street looking into the sky talking about this stuff. So we're going to get into that clip. I want to talk about some of the quotes that I took down from an expert by the name of Dane Wingington, spokesperson for geoengineeringwatch.org, and I would ask everyone that's listening, you know, don't take whatever I'm saying or whatever anybody's saying, like, you know, use your own opinion and stuff, but research stuff. Like, go to geoengineeringwatch.org, go to YouTube, and type in, they got plenty of articles on the site, but go to YouTube and type it in and find out stuff for yourself. So let's go over some of the quotes I took down. Global warming and climate change are words often misrepresented in the media and in conversation. There is a distinct difference between global warming and climate change that is often ignored or misunderstood. Climate change is a result of geoengineering, just a more publicly acceptable term. So geoengineering, chemtrails, contrails, weather modification, call it what you may. You know, you're affecting the sky, the weather, you know, call it whatever you want. Let's see. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, a growing but neglected global epidemic. What is being put in the air is a biocumulative metal and is lethal and harmful. You know. Autism statistics has gone from 1 in 5,000. I'm going to repeat that. Autism statistics has gone from 1 in 5,000 to 1 in 50, which is a 10,000% increase as a result of the quote-unquote geoengineering or chemtrails. This is stuff that, you know, like, this. That's what I'm saying. People got to do their research. You can't just, you got to, like, understand, you know, what's happening. You can't just follow, we'll get into it. Anyway, plankton. Now, I'm sure everybody here has done grade school before. I'm sure you've heard of plankton. Even if you watch SpongeBob, you heard of plankton one way or the other. Plankton. Plankton stocks globally are about 50% declined. Plankton produce 50 to 60% of the Earth's oxygen supply. No plankton, no fish. Depopulation is believed to be related to geoengineering. Is it farm chemicals? If it's farm chemicals, why is it bees are being found dead 1,000 miles into the wilderness? These are all quotes from the expert talking. Ozone, and anybody can do their own research to try to back this up. Ozone layer, the ozone layer is being ripped apart. This is fact. And on average, we're losing about 200 species per day. Like, a lot of animals are becoming extinct. The oceans are warming, extremely warming. Geoengineering has played a big role in the oceans warming, but not the only role. Human activity is a form of geoengineering. Climate change makes wildfire worse, and geoengineering is trying to put out, it's like trying to put out a fire with a bucket of gasoline. Geoengineering is like trying to put out a fire with a bucket of gasoline. That's what it's doing to the atmosphere and the weather. That's how it's affecting. there's enough methane. I'm sure you, I don't know, you probably don't necessarily understand, know exactly what methane is, but you at least heard of it. You have an idea what it is. There's enough methane to extinguish life on Earth many times over. Methane leaking from the seafloor and emitted into the atmosphere could terminate life, and it's already started to happen. Methane was never over 700 parts per billion. There's been spikes of up to 2,500 parts per billion. Everybody's got to wake up. Ask yourself this. Why are thousands of birds dropping dead right out of the sky? Why? When you blast the sky with massive radio frequency signals, it tends to cause major problems. And then get this. Former Bush aide John Wheeler was seen outside of the Pentagon threatening to blow the whistle on these programs and was found in a landfill 2 days later. Just like Sarge was saying about, like, you know, when you're a whistleblower, you become an enemy of the man, for real. Geoengineered storms are wreaking havoc around the globe. The weather we're witnessing is not natural. Mount Shasta's snow holds 1,200 times the normal level of aluminum due to chemtrails. Aluminum does not exist. Y'all listen carefully now. Aluminum does not exist in our environment in free form. It wouldn't blow around in the snow and the rain unless it's been mined and refined and sprayed. Aluminum oxide should not be in our rain and in our snow, but it is. And how is it snowing when it's 56 degrees outside? It's supposed to be freezing. It's supposed to be in like the 30s to snow. How are we seeing snow? Y'all notice these strange weather patterns? Like, it's been snowing 50 degree days. It's been snowing. You know,
yeah,
it's not a miracle.
North Carolina.
I would say that it's not a miracle. The snow at 50 degrees is beyond that. We're almost done. It'll
be
80 going
degrees one day, and then it'll be
yeah. The weather switching exactly. Exactly.
It's snowing in South Carolina too.
They said it snowed in 49 of the 50 states. It was snowing everywhere. I think they said the only one that didn't was Florida.
Florida. That's it.
It snowed in Hawaii. It snowed everywhere. Like, it's the weather is crazy. And one or two more. We done. They say geoengineering is a defense for global warming. The goal is to create more clouds to deflect the radiation from the sun's rays to help cool off the Earth. That's what they say it's for. Well, geoengineering is creating a Venus syndrome. Y'all know about the planet Venus, right?
Yeah.
Venus, the second closest planet to the sun. Venus is 2.5 times as reflective as Earth, but is it habitable? Is it habitable? It's 900 degrees on the surface. That's way hotter than your oven. The ovens go up to what, like 500 degrees, right? That's like the max on your oven temperature, right? Like 500?
Yeah.
Venus is 900. You know what I mean? That's how it, you know, that's crazy. That, like basically what he's saying is, so you be the judge, like, you're causing a Venus syndrome, like an effect, like basically at the rate that we're going, Venus, Earth is slowly but surely becoming more like Venus. Like, it's not going to be habitable. It's going to be inhabitable. I don't know how many years. I don't know if it's going to take 100 or a few hundred. Who knows? But it can't keep going at this rate. It can't keep going at this rate. So, whether it's chemtrails, whatever you want to call it, solar radiation management, geoengineering, climate engineering, whatever you want to call it, you know, you have to understand what's actually happening. Like, you have to look. You got to do more than just look. Because looking is one thing. You can only form an opinion based on your view. But you got to understand. You know, you can't form an opinion on nothing. If we only look at, like, for instance, there's someone, all right, someone that got AIDS, and they just looked in a microscope and just looked, or whatever the tool they used to look and see what's going on in you. Oh, they just looked. Like, okay, that's what it is. And don't do nothing about it. Don't do no research on it. Don't try to treat it. Are you going to survive? No. You can't just look and just form an opinion. You have to actually do the research and try to really understand what is happening before you can really form a real opinion, at least a respected one, and as far as I'm concerned. Now, let's go to that clip, Nizzy May. Let's play that clip. Let's listen to that clip.
Thank you. We're here with Jeff Nelson, and he's one of the pilots who's going to be speaking today. Jeff, what was the first thing that really caught your eye, so to speak, on this issue and gave you concern?
Well, at first I was in denial. I just thought, you know, it was kind of crazy. I've been seeing contrails since I was a little kid and all the years of airline teaching weather and so forth. But it did start me to looking up at the sky, and that's when I started noticing not natural contrails. There's just something that wasn't natural. Contrails don't stay all day long. And when I started seeing this, I started opening my mind and doing a little more research and listening to some of the speakers. And now I'm convinced. There's no doubt about it. There's something going on in the sky that's not natural. I'm sure of that.
Now, being a professional pilot and working for the Highway Patrol, all the different things, you were in the 101st Airborne, I mean, your credentials are impeccable. What is it that, for you, is the part of this issue that you can sort of see a solution or a direction we need to go in to stop this?
Well, it's got to be education to the people, because everybody's going to deny it. I mean, that's just a natural instinct. We don't believe something like this could happen in our country or in the world. And as they get more educated to it and be more aware of what they're seeing in the sky. And I was just talking to a lady today, and I mentioned it, and she said, oh, that's just, you know, and poo-pooed it. And so I went and got one of the little brochures, and when I walked in, we were doing a food program for the veterans, and I walked in, about five or six people all said, oh, yeah, that's what's happening, and we know all about it and everything. And she was still denying it. And so my last statement to her was, deny, 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 until your grandchildren die. And she just rocked back on her and said, whoa, you know. So she took the flyer.
Well, that's great. Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you today. And anyway, thank you for doing this.
Sure.
We're here with one of the speakers. And Russ, could you give your full name and a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Russ Lazuka, and I'm a former commercial pilot. And I flew for Delta for some time. And I have about 3,600 hours in the air. Also, I'm a certified arborist and non-current, but once you're an arborist, I guess you're always an arborist. So I've been, that's basically the heavy-duty part of my background.
Great. Now, have you always been in this area, or did you live other places, and where was that?
I lived quite a number of years in Florida, central Florida. Then I lived in Phoenix, and then I moved to the Bay Area, Redwood City, for about 4 years. Now I've been up in Shasta County since 1994.
Well, now, what was the first thing that really caught your eye about this phenomena, the first thing that caught your eye and caused concern for you?
Well, it really wasn't while I was involved in aviation, believe it or not, because you're looking at a lot of different formation of clouds and things you're not really concerned about as far as chemicals in the air. But since I've been up here in Shasta County and being an arborist, contracted to PG&E, my job was to locate hazard trees along power lines and get them removed. And I've noticed the trees are in demise more recently now in the last couple of years than I've ever seen them. They get like a flash burn, which is called fire blight, which is it's like if you took a torch to the leaves or the branch, it'll look torched. But I believe that the chemicals, the heavy chemicals and nanoparticles that are in the air with what some people call chemtrails, and we call it geoengineering, are definitely having an effect on the plant and soils. And there are people that are more involved. I'm not an expert, but people like Dane Whittington that have taken soil samples and water samples. It's proven that the elevations of these chemicals are rising, and of course there's an issue with the ultraviolet rays, which we'll get into later.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for your service, my friend.
Thank you,
sir. You bet. We're here with Dr. Stephen Davis, and Doctor, could you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, hi. I've been involved in natural medicine for going on about 40 years now. And in the early 60s, what we had is that Rachel Carlson, who wrote her book, Silent Spring, was kind of launched environmental movement. I became kind of caught up with some of that information and that knowledge. But in 1994, Theo Colburn wrote a book, and that book was called Our Stolen Future. And what it really is that all the work and all the effort that's been going on has somehow been subverted. And so now we stand today looking up into the sky and wondering what's going on. And it's loaded with chemicals, and some of the chemicals are heavy metals, aluminum and cadmium, beryllium, barium, a few others. And I do an awful lot of work. And so when we're looking at hair analysis, which is a low-level chronic toxicity analysis, I'm beginning to see more and more, particularly in the last 5 years, of our children having a spike of cadmium and aluminum. Now, we thought we had the aluminum under control back in the day by what we did with eliminating some of the foods, and mom's becoming better at that. But now we're seeing more of it starting to spike. So through my colleagues and through some conversations, we're finding that it's actually coming from the air. The nanoparticles of these heavy metals that are being sprayed are actually, we breathe them, and our children who play outside a lot are becoming effective. And what this does is it affects your brain. It actually, we think it has something to do with the spike in the autism in the last 5 years, a 25% spike. We also think it has something to do with some of the dementia that we're seeing. There's been a spike in that as well. So trying to explain what happened in the last 5 years, really we can kind of go back to seeing what's going on in the sky, is a player. As far as it is a huge player, of course. But the thing of it is, what do? We need to become aware. We need to become aware that our sky is falling. We're toxic. Our food, of course, we've been talking about that for 25 years. But the point is becoming aware, aware of the information and events like this.
What else can people do, say, for their health? Is there some things they can do? And also, do you have any suggestions on how we can get our politicians and our local leaders and our state and federal leaders to listen to us?
Well, it appears that there's some kind of mind-numbing effect that's going on, because the more we talk and the more in front of Congress, it's as if it falls on deaf ears. I think we need to be vigilant. I think we need to make a grassroots effort like this just to get people involved, because, of course, their jobs are reliant upon people voting them in. And they need to become aware, just like we became aware about the pesticide and herbicide issues and then into GMO. Now, of course, we have these things in the sky. So it's as if there's just an ongoing attack. We need to continue to be aware. We need to continue to educate. We need to let folks know that we'd like to see our children grow.
Doctor, thank you so much for your efforts and your time, sir. And we'll be looking forward to hearing you speak probably just about a half an hour here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You see what I'm saying? So you got to, like, you know, people take the time to actually research. People who know that, who they're talking about, you, doctors, pilots. Like, it's, I think it's just so funny that, like, people who are uneducated in the science form an opinion, the first thing they say is conspiracy theory, and that's the end of it. It's so dismissive. It's just like, what better way to deflect someone than to say, oh, man, that's a conspiracy theory, man. You're cuckoo now. So that's it. Now, what did you guys get out of that, out of that clip?
They try to kill us. And which it makes sense, and it's really attacking, like, the elderly people, which I have noticed, because nowadays, like, the elderly is not really, you know, they're not really lasting as long. Like, they're dying so young. Like, there's a lot of older women that I work with, and they are losing their memory. Like, they forget stuff a lot of the times. They're falling and everything. They're collapsing. They have one lady, her lips are so blue because she's not getting enough oxygen. Like, it is just like, you could tell, like, nowadays, like, who's really lasting till they're 80, 85 years old? It's not happening anymore.
But we are living longer now. That's why I don't agree with the chemtrail killing us, because if you think about it, we are living longer. There are more diseases, but that comes with living longer in a race or, let's say, not a race, but, you know, our people growing. Even saying as far as autism, what he did state, is just, it's growing, but it's growing at risk for boys. it didn't say it was growing for females, and that's what we're looking up right now because I was very interested in that. I have a few people in my family that are autistic. So as far as, you know, to even go into that, thinking about having a child, that's something that you would think of. And him saying as far as, you know, take a pamphlet because, you know, what about your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren? I mean, everybody has their differences of when they're growing up in age, what is killing everybody. Like, ours is diabetes right now. I don't think chemtrails are giving everybody diabetes. Fat food is giving everybody diabetes. But
okay, so how do you explain, then how do you explain this weird-ass weather then? Why is why was we getting snow in the middle of freaking March? Why was summer almost the hottest that we have seen in years? I mean, years.
That's what I was saying, though. I mean, it's going to get colder. We're going to eliminate two of our seasons as we get older. As far as our planet gets older, we're going to have summer and winter. It's going to be cold as hell and then hot as hell. I mean, that's just from,
yep.
I mean, there's going to be more water. I mean, when they say the polar ice caps are melting and that's increasing the water, picture this. You have chemtrails and contrails. How big the world is. You're seeing this for a stretch of maybe a half a mile. You think a half a mile of contrails is affecting the entire globe?
You're definitely wrong. I got to come in. You're definitely wrong. When you say a half a mile, that stuff lights up the sky. That stuff is widespread from city to city, state to state, country to country. You can see it in any country across the globe.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff is everywhere. Like, I'm out the other day, and I look up in the sky, and it was just a clear blue sky. I go in the store, I come back out, the sky is filled with these trails, these chemtrails just all over the place, covering the sky. It could go from a clear blue sky to a sky full of clouds within a matter of maybe 2 hours.
Yes.
You go and look, and it's not clear blue skies no more. And these aren't natural clouds.
Well,
clearly, you see the trail coming out the back of these planes.
Yes.
Did you hear the experts saying that it's metal?
Well, all of those
Let me ask you this. So, what do you think? How do you feel about the traces of metal and aluminum being found in the chemicals, like that's used in the chemtrails? Like, do you think that wouldn't have an effect on mankind?
That's going to have an effect on mankind. I just wouldn't say it's going to change the world as if, you know, how we're looking at it right now. We have other things affecting mankind. We have pollution as far as our cars, our big rigs, even as far as building and construction. All of that is putting pollutants in the air.
Greenhouse gas effect.
Greenhouse. Everything's affecting us. Chemtrails is not the main number one killer. That's the most that's popular right now. Put it like that.
Exactly. It's trendy.
Yeah, when gas goes up, it's going to be back to gasoline.
I love it because we got two that feel one way, two that feels the other way. This makes it run for a great debate, and it's like the thing I really love is that it's not just a straight biasness. This is great. This is great. Let me ask you guys this.
I would feel the same way that SARS did, but after looking at like all the other things, like if you really gotta really really do your research and go back to like 9/11 into all that, which just saying that is a conspiracy theory, it makes so much sense to you. Like, but you have to look at the right thing and to do a lot of research. Like, everything just comes all together now. It all makes sense to me now. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, this shit is true. This is seriously true. This is
true.
Well,
if you're picking and choosing which things are the right things you think to read, then it's all going to come together for you. Because all the information isn't the same if you're just picking and choosing what fits with what you think. You know?
Because not everything that you see is true, but you really have to do your research. Like, there's doctors and experts and all that.
Yeah,
like, if you was to really, really do your research, if you was to really, really, really do your research, you would see. Like,
you would see.
Say
chemtrails is the main factor right now. I mean, that's the biggest thing you see in the sky.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say, look, I'm not a scientist.
Thing.
I'm not going to go on record and say it's the number one thing. I'm saying that weather modification is a serious issue, and I think this whole, like, I think to be able to look into the sky, this is our globe, this is our world. Like, nobody owns, the government doesn't own the sky, nobody owns the sky, it's our world. How can you spray chemicals in the air and not tell us, like, why can't we turn on the TV and find out, there's a clear blue skies, and later on chemtrails will be sprayed, so look out for that. Like, why can't we know? Like, we should know. Like, I want to know what the fuck that is, man.
Yeah, I mean, you can know what it is, but you know how.
For real, man. Like, you're going to spray stuff in the sky. I got to breathe this air. My kids got to breathe this air. And you're going to spray stuff in the sky and not tell me what it is. You don't owe us an explanation. We just look.
Come on,
a clear blue sky day
right
to a fully cloudy, but not natural clouds, clouds that came from airplanes spraying stuff into the sky.
But you know how crazy people are. You have people walking around in gas masks, those SARS masks. They're already building underground, you know, homes. They got a show about that. You got people that take things to the next level. If I say, look, there's some chemtrails stretching from here to Texas, North Carolina to Texas, if you're traveling these roads, you may want to gas up or find shelter. I mean, people are going to freak out.
I just want to know, like, I don't like the fact that things happen and we just don't get an explanation. Like, I don't like the fact that how 9/11 happened and we didn't get an explanation. I don't like how things get sprayed in our sky and we don't get an explanation. I don't like that. And this is only things we're talking on major scales, but things happen all the time. A lot of these wars aren't fully explained. Why we go over to Iraq and it's not no weapons of mass destruction? What are we over there for? Like, why can't we get full explanations of what's going on? Like, why are we just... You know what I mean? Like, it's like we kind of, like, as America, we free, but it's kind of like still a dictatorship because we don't even get to really voice our opinions as citizens on what we do and don't do. Like, stuff just happens. Like, I just look into the sky and stuff is just getting sprayed into the sky. What is it?
And we're not
what,
even knowing
what
about
is it?
It.
God damn
let
it, I want to know. Like, how are you going to just do stuff
not
and not tell
knowing.
Us?
Let me ask you this question. If you knew, let's say, a country that really didn't like us, like North Korea, if you knew they had weapons of mass destruction, and they hated us. How would you react to that?
I mean, you're talking about as a government official or as a citizen?
I mean, the government, to me, they are regulating what we hear in order to have us go about our lives regularly. Because certain things that if you knew of, you couldn't live your life regularly. You would have you would live in fear every day that you wouldn't want to go outside, you couldn't go do this. Pretty much the world would stop. Because if America stops, the whole world's going to stop.
Mm-hmm. So why were we told, okay, that's the point, right? I give you that. But why were, all right, so don't tell people about weapons of mass destruction. So why were we told that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and we went over there and killed all those people, and there's no weapons of mass destruction?
How you know there wasn't weapons of mass destruction?
Us, though. So why?
How you know there wasn't, though?
Huh?
That's what I'm saying. How you know it wasn't? That's what they told
you. Mean, how you know, everybody knew it wasn't. It's confirmed. It's been confirmed. There's never been any weapons of mass destruction ever noted, ever documented.
Let me ask you.
Yes, there is.
Saddam
Hussein.
It was about 15 years ago. We went to Kosovo. If I put a map in front of anybody and pointed out Kosovo, they still couldn't point out Kosovo. But it's the point that, you know, certain people in certain countries, if they get any intelligence of how to build of weapons of mass destruction, we're going to go there. We're going to seek out who has it, and we are most likely going to sweep through their whole little country till we kill everybody to find it. But they're going to tell you that we didn't find anybody or find any weapons of mass destruction.
That's even worse. So you're going to not tell us?
No.
Right.
Why would I tell you for you to freak
That's
out?
Even
and,
worse. Because hey, now you make it seem like we went for a purposeless war, and all these Americans that sacrificed their – come on, there's casualties in war on both sides, you know, but people are dying. A lot of innocent people die. I'm not even going to get into the statistics. I'm a person that does research. You know what I mean? You could go online and look this stuff up. You know what I mean? How many millions of innocent people have died over recent wars? Like, it's ridiculous. Not just like, you know, we're not even talking about just Americans. Like, a lot of people feel like, well, this is America – it's not American, so whatever. Like, I don't look at it like that. I don't like the fact of, like, innocent people being killed. You know what I mean? And that's what these wars come down to. A lot of innocent people die. And the stuff is stupid. I ain't gonna go too deep into it. That's gonna take us to a whole nother lane. And that's definitely a good argument for another discussion. But it is relevant. You know, it's definitely relevant. And back to this whole weather modification thing, that, like, it impacts everybody. You know what I mean? I don't like the fact, like, what is what? Aluminum oxide, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, look at the trees and the trees, all the trees are messed up and dying. Like, it's mind-boggling to me the things that matters. What matters? Oh, who going to be at the club? Oh, Lil Wayne going to be at the club this weekend? Or is a hot show coming in? Or Kevin Hart coming into town? Or loving hip-hop? That stuff matters. Like, we can sit here and talk 5 hours about that, but then we talk about what's being sprayed into the sky in front of our face. Up, conspiracy theory. Next.
Yep.
Next. Like, that's just so dismissive. Like, I want to talk about
crazy.
I want to talk about stuff that's happening that, you know, like that has an impact on our life, something that we can see, like something that we know is happening, like, you know what I mean? Like, I want to get down to the nitty. I want to know what's going on. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
I want to know. It's funny, though, like, how people don't, like, you know what I mean? How
okay.
It just doesn't matter to people. Like, why are you worried about that? Don't drive yourself crazy. Well, I'm not driving myself crazy. I live a normal life. I go through my day-to-day routines. I'm not driving myself crazy, growing gray hair, thinking about it, but stuff matters. Like, anyone who would say that the Earth right now is nothing wrong with the Earth, everything is fine, the Earth is in a completely healthy state, is ignorant. They're ignorant. There's no other word to describe it. You're ignorant. Because, like, anyone who does research would know that. Anyone. It don't take over. A person with a third grade education can tell you that. So what is happening? You got to ask yourself, what is happening? Are you a believer in global warming? What? I mean, what's happening? Like, the fact that something's happening and it should matter. When you find a trace of metals and aluminum in your water and it's entering your bloodstream, like, that stuff should matter. Like, this stuff,
somebody.
Like, matters. Like, how could that not matter?
But
what's on TV matters? You know what I mean? But me talking like this, what makes me, what, a conspiracy theorist, right? So you guys know we get on the show and talk, like, every Monday. And you got to ask yourself, do I sound like someone that's cuckoo? Like, I don't have no sense. But if they say, y'all would probably, I hope y'all would say no. If y'all want to keep y'all positions on this show, it's like, no, I'm playing. But then if they say this on TV, like, if they say a normal person that have a conversation with me, oh, no, he good, man. He got his marbles, man. He talk with sense. Sound like an intelligent young brother. And then if they say it on TV now, conspiracy theorist T. Real is a rap. I'm crazy now. Everybody look at that crazy guy. All you got to do is get the media to say it. Let me ask y'all this.
Yep.
Do you guys trust the media? Do you guys believe everything you hear from the media, do you trust them? Both you saw and misbehave.
No, I don't.
No, I don't believe 80% of what I see on TV.
The real true stories is the ones that are coming up. That's the stories that don't get told.
The one that you hear somebody die right after they said it? that might be the real story right there.
Oh, my God.
Can either of you guys give me a story that you feel like, you know what, that ain't, I'm not buying this. Something ain't right with that. I'm skeptical about it. As far as it was covered by the media.
Like I said about the chemtrails. I mean, let me find this out first. Has the government admitted that there is these things that they're doing with the chemtrails?
Geoengineering. Like they say, everybody knows.
Obama,
it's been clearly stated that geoengineering is happening.
Yeah,
this is another.
But are they denying the chemtrails?
I wouldn't say they're denying it because geoengineering is another term of it. I wouldn't say they're denying it because you can't. You can look in the sky and clearly see it. It's just only the difference in geoengineering and chemtrails is the terminology. But what's not being explained, it's what the, its effect. Like,
right.
Why do I got to go on, like, why do I got to do all this massive research? Like, why can't I turn on my TV? I can turn on TV and find out all this other pointless stuff that doesn't affect my life. Why can't I turn on TV and go to the people that's supposed to have our back, support the people, the media, and find out what's happening? I can find out who killed who and George Zimmerman going on trial for killing Trayvon, but I can't find out what's happening in the sky and in these wars and all these people that's dying. Like, I can't find out the stuff that matters on a massive scale.
The fact that they're being evasive, I think, tells the whole story. If they're doing something that would benefit us, they would be more than happy to tell us they were doing it. But the fact that they don't want to say anything about it, that just shows me that there's something to hide. There's something worth hiding. And maybe it is because it's toxic to the environment.
Man, I don't say that. I believe they got, there's more pressing matters than some damn chemtrails right now.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
There's a lot of stuff that matters, right? It's a whole. You can argue anything. Anything is arguable. A lot of stuff matters. I mean, look at these neighborhoods. People getting killed every day. You know what I mean? That's stuff that we can look at, acknowledge, and understand. They had beef. He smacked his girl. He went and got his gun, came back and shot him and killed him. That is, a 7-year-old can understand what just happened. You know what I mean? When it comes to stuff that you can't just immediately recognize, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to actually look it up. You know what I mean? Like, it's like stuff that's on a massive scale. It's crazy that you... it doesn't get, like, we don't get any answers. We don't get any answers. We have to, thank goodness for the internet. I don't know what we would do. I know for a fact I would be ignorant without the internet. Like, I'm going to say this. I'm going to go on record and say this. I've learned way more on the internet than I've learned in all my years of school put together. Like, the only thing that school taught me was my ABCs. I mean, don't get me wrong. You're going to learn stuff that don't really matter. Like, depending on your career field, if you're going to be an engineer or something, like, yeah, you need to know a lot of math, computer, software engineer, all that stuff. Yeah. But, like, it all depends on what field you're in. Most people's careers, a lot of stuff that we learn in school doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, we're not learning stuff that's going to benefit us in life. Like, you know what I mean? How to be a mature, responsible adult and trying to keep actually caring about your credit and respecting your credit and low interest rates. And like, why we don't learn about stuff that really matters? Like, that stuff don't matter. I ain't learned jack in school, man. I ain't learned nothing until, like, I really got on the internet and did my own research and found out things. I was going to college. I had to go. These teachers ain't teaching nothing. I had to go home and get on online. Most of these teachers can't even halfway speak English. I had to go home and get online to find this stuff out. You know what I mean? And I had good grades. I had good grades, but, like, went online to find out everything, for math class, for every class, business, my business class, everything. I found it online. Why? Like, why can't I just, you know what I mean? Like, why can't I just find this out in school? Why can't I be taught the right way? Like, what are our kids being taught? You want to talk about stuff that matters on a massive scale. Like, this stuff matters on a massive scale. This stuff is real. It's real and it's going down. And I'm challenging everybody. Like, do your research and learn things and try to formulate your own opinion. Like, Ms. V.A. Sarge, I respect y'all having your own opinion. I just would ask that do your research. And if you do your research and you feel the way you do, then you feel the way you do. But actually try to look things up for yourself and understand. You know what I mean? What's going on. And everybody else should, too. Because it's crazy, man. It's crazy, like, what's being taught in the school systems, what's happening around us, crazy stuff being sprayed in the sky, you know what I mean? All this stuff. It's crazy, man. I just know.
I don't mean to interrupt about this situation. I'm not sure if anybody is into the planets and everything. I may have been that nerd growing up. So I had the telescope and everything. I like looking at craters. But, it's supposed to be a total lunar eclipse starting in about a minute, lasting until the morning. And, you know, these things only happen a couple of years.
I'm into that stuff. I'm definitely into it. don't know, you in North Carolina.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think you got to be, depending on where you live, your position, everybody's not going to see it. You got to be in a certain position to be able to, I guess if you can, you got to be able to see the moon and see it, right? Like, as long as you can see the moon, you see it happen, right?
Right. It's over the next 4 hours where
You know what? I'm screwed because I can't see the moon from my house. My house, it's back. It's always to the moon and the sun. Mm. Like, I can't see the moon. Like, my block is at an odd position. I can't really see the moon or the sun. I have to walk around a corner to see either one, and that's not happening. I promise you that. everything else I'll find out. Go on YouTube because I can't find out. I can't seem to find out anything without going on the Internet. That's why I don't even watch that. I might as well get rid of my cable. I don't even know why I got sports. And the NBA playoffs is going down this weekend. I can't wait. But sports is the reason why I keep cable. Other than that, there's no point. I can't find out nothing informative. I can't learn nothing. It's ridiculous, man. But with that said, y'all, we're going to get our thoughts together. And we're going to go ahead, take this break. And we're going to come back with Jay Styles Approve. And then we're going to finish diving in. I got so much more. Y'all get ready for the sermon because Tay Real about to preach. It's going down, y'all. It's Real Talk Radio. It's break time. Make sure y'all check out these songs. We got some dope songs in our, what's this, April, right? Okay, I had to make sure. April? Yeah, it's April. April rotation. See, my mind be somewhere else, y'all. I don't even know what money is half the time. Because that stuff, the stuff that matters to me is just on a whole nother level. But, yeah.
Interest.
Yeah, everything. It's crazy. You know what I mean? But, hey, don't listen to the conspiracy theories. That's all I am, right? I'm cuckoo. Anyway, it's break time. We'll see you guys at the break. You listen to It's Real Talk Radio. This is Conspiracy Theories Part 2, Weather Modification Edition. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be back.
Working, I live and I learn. I always gotta stay focused, I don't wanna get burned. I don't live for fucking nothing, I don't do it for free. I gotta slow down, this life's too fast for me. One day, you will fucking see. Life is painted like a picture perfect from a glance. I'ma make it worth it, I can see it when you dance. I feel good, you feel good, that's all that matters. This ain't a game like snakes and fucking ladders. We go up, sometimes we going down. I wanna see a smile and never see a frown. I could be a king, I could wear the crown. You could be my queen, I will never fool around. Even when I go rolling through the town. You know how I ball, ballin' while I'm fucking round. You know how I spin, this is how I make the sound. This is how I get down. Making money, I make it to burn. So if you got questions, don't get too concerned. I got a million reasons to keep doing what I'm doing. I got a life and I'm living in my dreams. I keep pursuing, rolling through this whole neighborhood on my path. Thinking of my goals and how it went by so fast. Now it's all about the cash, all about the bottle. Now just take the time and pour it on the model. I'ma live a life that you could only dream. We know I ain't alone, I did it with my team. I'm going out to party, paparazzi, you see. Going platinum, going gold, I'm a G. I'ma live a life that you could only dream. We know I ain't alone, I did it with my team. I'm going out to party, paparazzi, you see. Going platinum, going gold, I'm going on MTV.
You can have everything and still have nothing.
Can you believe
that even your wildest dreams can make you a break up?
A lot, playing fiction in the movies, we drawing up plots. Bridges, lights, looking in line. You leave our homeboy taking your spot. Talk about connections, yeah, I'm connected. Join the team, then you'll be on in a second. We was like cool, cool like a beggar. Kids are like tickets till they wouldn't disrespect it. Put in work, didn't get a dime. Raised it neither, we was like fine. We was like brothers, helping out each other. My homeboy started just outright lying. A lot of bad mouth and then the other co-signing. Talk about Jane White now with his life. Saying no to my girl. But you my friend, right? Got the nerve to ask you for help. Cause your beats ain't coming out as good as you felt. Everything around you is turning to hell. Masturbation, you did it to yourself. Word on the street, you said you need to stay away from it. It sounds like fear, and tell me why, homie. What happened to the day and all? The way the game is, I knew you wouldn't get far. So I'ma go and tell it. Go and tell it. The game ain't with the same, homie. The game ain't with the same. So I'ma go and tell it. Go and tell it. Game ain't with a scheme, homie. Game ain't with a scheme, with a chain like
smoking, cheating, reefer, with a life, Molly, women, my women.
Tell me what a chain like
smoking, cheating, reefer,
with a chain like
Molly, women, my women.
This rap game phony, to get something free, use the act like your homie. Talking like they got you, the whole tiny plot. Saying they need something, same time, they ain't dropping. To convince you to get down with the scene. Cold world, no money, but a dollar in a dream. Pussycat knowledge, just lying in the scene. A bunch of real niggas with fake niggas schemes. Preacher, preacher, fifth grade teacher. I was taught to share, but that left me needy. I was taught to care, but that left me heated. Hotter than a furnace on a cold winter evening. When I was starving, they was on Facebook eating. When I was blown, they was in Atlanta, cheaping. Never showed up, set up several meetings. To pay me what he said he would. Bad bit is never good. It's okay, but go around, come back. We trust a real nigga, let him sign in the contract. But trust any nigga that say you're a real nigga. Cause if you're a real nigga, he ain't even gotta say that. Real nigga say word. Real nigga say true. The Bible says don't argue with fools. Cause from a distance you can't tell who was who. So I'ma go and get tell it. Go and get tell it. The game ain't with the same, homie. The game ain't with the same. So I'ma go and get tell it. Go and get tell it. The game ain't with the same, homie. The game ain't with the same, with the same life.
Smoking, cheating, reefer.
With the same life.
Molly, women, on women.
Hey, with the same life.
Smoking, cheating, reefer.
With the same life.
Molly, women, on women.
Yeah.
Cheating, breathing.
got a story to share with y'all. I think a lot of y'all can relate to. It's about a lady named Myra. Listen, there was this female named Myra, good grades, got her a scholarship, popular on the weekend, see other ladies beside her. Had a nice frame and a booty like young Tyra, the sweetest of apple cider, I bet she was little Kaya. Now Kaya influence was bad cause she wasn't happy, bitter towards men cause she grew up without a daddy. You tell her all men ain't evil's a fast match, yeah, call up all her ladies and start up a flashback. But Myra was different, she remind you more than does, the way she grace you with prices like she was sent from above. Converse with anybody and she'll embrace you. Hugs, got one problem, no, she always fought for them thugs. One night her and the girls decide to hit the club, debated on which one and ended up going to love. Dudes was trying to holler but Myra just wouldn't budge. Her eyes was locked on somebody, told his name was Bugs. Myra, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, it ain't your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you baby, we understand. You a good girl, it ain't your fault, it's out your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you, baby, we understand. You a good girl, but that's your fault, it's off your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Now, after formally being introduced to each other, they hit it right off and eventually became lovers. Everything was cool, Myra had been in school, had a baby girl with Buzz on the side, the name of Jules. But truthfully, behind closed doors, Myra had a bed. Bugs had a jealousy issue, always getting mad. Myra was no pushover though, she wouldn't sit in bed. She would stand for what she believed, and ended up getting tagged. Juice of juice for leverage, one of his greatest tactics. Kaya told her leave him or she might leave in the casket. Put the papers up, didn't want her to finish classes. Struggled with fitness and now she go for a master's. In Bugs' mind, a woman should be a housewife. Have dinner ready and listen, I live her own life. Try controlling the curtain, I made him uptight. Now he fussing, cussing and punching every night. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you, baby, we understand. You a good girl, but that's your fault, it's off your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you, baby, we understand. You a good girl, but that's your fault, it's off your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra was chillin' with Kaya when at the noon, had jewels in her arms when all you heard was a boom. Buzz said the door is in it, straight buggin'. Liquor on his breath, I admire like she's disgusting. Started from the slam, Jules started to cry. Kaya looked at him and said, how you deal with this guy? With the raised hand, Kaya said, don't even try. They both jumped in the gutter, straight black in his eye. One night spent the bone, Myra would hit his phone. Answer with an attitude, say I see you when I be home. Myra say Jules wanna see you, they get hung up on. Coming back 3 days later, on the break of dawn. One morning she got a call from a lady saying, I'm from the health department, we need to see you, it's urgent. Made her way down there thinking, when will it stop? Mess around with Buzz is exactly what she got. Myra, I feel for you, baby, we understand. You a good girl, but ain't your fault, it's off your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations. Myra, I feel for you, baby, we understand. You a good girl, but ain't your fault, it's off your hands. I know you had it rough with the drama that you've been facing. Just remember other ladies in similar situations.
Skills I never lack. Took time to cool off, but you rap lame so whack. Class now in session, feeling so I gotta teach ya. How to keep motherfucking buzz. 7 years with no features. I'm making moves and pay my dues. No time for all of you leeches. I'm courtside, front row, you bitches still in the bleachers. I done gave you chicks a lane, and you don't know how to cruise it. 7 years out this game, and still this bitch ain't losing. It's shells, Miss Raw, hard to the core, good God. Stop my grind for a dude, hell to the motherfucking nah. I'm stunting, you see that, it's nothing to react. Feelin' so you the truth, huh, sorry bum bitch, I be that. Been on my own, making my dough, traveling the globe, I get that. Half a road, yeah, Shelby's home, I'm on the throne, I get that. My swag, I flaunt it, yeah, I know they want it. Been waiting on that raw, cause they know that I be on it. I'm on it, I'm on it, on it. You know I be on it. Chasing after that cheese in my pocket, yelling I'm hungry. I'm on it, I'm on it, on it. You know I be on it. If you rollin' with me, tell them Shelby be on it. I'm on it, I'm on it, on it. You know I be on it. Chasing after that cheese in my pocket, yelling I want it. I'm on it, I'm on it, on it. You know I be on it. Bitches ain't seeing me, so I'm yelling back, who want it? I'm on it, I'm on it, on it. You know I be on it. Chicks rap songs sound like shit unless I'm on it. They tryna live a lifestyle that these bitches know I started. From this moment on forth, every ball getting retarded. I'm crazy with the flow, this is how I go. You never see raw bitch flippin' with the dough. Status on star, big titties in a bra every day going hard, that's the only thing I know. Raw. Instead of tryna mimic what you can't, how about getting on my team and let me ride us to the bank? We'll be riding like the gas, never leaving from the tank. So much money on our mind, we'll be riding with a shrink. Showing love to the haters, we gon' need them at the end. Cause all the money we'll be getting cause of them. First we stack it, then we spin. Dropping jewels, dropping gems. That's the shit that I'm known for. What I'm known for is bringing me in. My swag, I flaunt it. Yeah, I know they want it. Been waiting on that raw, cause they know that I be on it. I'm on it, I'm on it, on it. You know I be on it. Chasing after that cheese in my pocket, yelling I'm hungry. I'm on it, I'm on it, on it. You know I be on it. If you rollin' with me, tell them Shelby be on it. I'm on it, I'm on it, on it. You know I be on it. Chasing after that cheese in my pocket, yelling I want it. I'm on it, I'm on it, on it. You know I be on it. Bitches ain't seeing me, so I'm yelling back, who want it?
It's Jay Styles here with the Jay Styles Approved. We'll find out what we approve today. So my first story is, I forgot what state, what city it was in, but the nursing, there was a nursing home that apparently they decided it was a good idea to hire strippers for the entertainment for the patients. I don't know what kind of celebration they were having. I don't know anything as to why they were doing this, but
strippers at a nursing home.
Yes, a strippers like Chippendale strippers.
were they old lady strippers or like young reckless strippers?
Young reckless strippers, like they were male strippers. They were male strippers.
What?
Yeah, they were male strippers, and they were hired for the entertainment. I guess
for
what I'm saying.
For the female.
Patients. But they were hired because I guess they just felt like they needed to have some fun. It didn't say if there was anybody's birthday or anything, but they were, they just decided to have a little fun, give people something to do. And what happened was one of the children of one of the patients, her name was Bernice Youngblood. He found a picture in her stash of her stuffing $1 bills down the dude's underwear. So he found that picture and he got mad and he decided to sue everybody. So the I wanted to, I read some funny stuff. There was a quote in the, a quote from the suit, from the lawsuit. It said, plaintiff Bernice Youngblood was placed in apprehension of imminent offensive physical harm as she was confused and bewildered as to why a muscular, almost nude man was approaching her and placing his body and limbs all over her. That was a lawsuit. That was the quote from the lawsuit. And the family attorney, John Ray, stated, Bernice Youngblood had lived 85 years as a traditional Baptist, and now she has been defiled.
Oh,
now, J-Styles approves of everybody. She approves, I want to go to that nursing home. I want them to take care of me. I don't want to go nowhere else, because if they think that, if they are doing that for their patients, then I can only imagine, like, it must be fun there. So I want to go there, and I approve of her lawyer, because he sounds like he can get me a lot of money. So that was a very dramatic statement he gave. Oh, she's working hard and all of that. Like, I like him, so I approve of everybody. So that was interesting to me. I like that. That whole thing. But and kind of weird news, apparently, like, earlier this week, a 9-month-old got charged for attempted murder. A 9-month-old gets charged for attempted murder. That was earlier.
Is this really verified, like, from a reliable source? Like, this is real?
Yes, this is on CNN. I got both the update and the original story, because it happened last week. He got charged last week, and they did the rest of the case this week. It was in Pakistan, and what happened was the police were trying to collect the payment for a gas bill. The family hadn't paid their gas bill, and the police came over with the bailiff trying to get the payment. And some of the family thought it was a good idea to start throwing bricks at the cops. And that's where the attempted murder comes in. But we don't know how. Nobody has the exact answer as to how the baby got in the mix. This is a 9-month-old. This is less than 1 year old. So somehow the baby's name got into it. They had to arrest him and get him implanted in the system. He got fingerprinted. They have pictures online of him getting fingerprinted, and he's, like, he's bawling. Like, you can tell he's so unhappy. Like, he's crying and all over the place. So,
what, the 9-month-old baby?
Yeah, the 9-month-old baby, because, you know, he had to get separated. They didn't say that he went to jail or anything, but he had to get fingerprinted, and he's in the system. So he definitely got fingerprinted and implicated. So they got his case, and earlier this past week, the father brought him into the courthouse for his case, and the judge immediately threw it out because they said, well, this is a 9-month-old baby. There's no way he did anything, because he's 9 months old. So they threw out the case. So he's good. Everything's good now. But that was the most bizarre thing I've ever read. So hearing that a 9-month-old got charged for attempted murder, I thought he'd, like, maybe stab somebody or something. But J Styles definitely doesn't approve of their court system in Pakistan, because that was too wild. If somebody tried to take my baby to jail, I'd be upset. I'd be suing everybody. But as far as I know, everything's good.
Well, you said it's in Pakistan. It makes sense now. I thought you were saying this happened in America.
No, this is
I didn't
not,
realize
I
this was
in
Pakistan.
Yeah, no, it was in Pakistan. So that was earlier this week. Now, I think you all remember when Ms. Behave was talking about the Malaysian flight. Remember that that big situation with the Malaysia flight? Well,
right.
Apparently they have discovered some new evidence. The co-pilot that was co-piloting the plane tried to make a call after the plane got diverted. So they have new evidence that happened, that he tried to make a call. So they said that the call was dropped most likely because the plane moved away from the tower. So whatever tower his cell phone was picking up, and they moved away from it, and it went off. So they're going to the investigators think that somebody who knows something about who knows detailed knowledge about both Boeing, about the airplane itself, and also the commercial aviation aviation navigation. Somebody who knows about both of those things probably switched off the plane's communication systems before diverting it. So J-Stars approves of that because that means to me that maybe that means that the passengers are still alive and that all those families can one day be reunited with their families. So that's why I approve of that. I'm hoping that somebody will come up with something that says that they'll be alive and they'll be able to be reunited one day. So I approve. And this one made me laugh because I don't know how many have you guys seen that new movie Noah? Everybody except for Ted, because I know Gabriel.
Hell no.
I know Gabriel saw it. Did anybody else see that movie?
No.
I wish I would pay to go see that.
Yeah. Well.
That's how I feel.
That's how Gabriel feels. Well, I actually went to see it too, and it was. I took it for what it was, and that's all you really can do with that. But there was a screening in England. It was the screening for the nationwide opening of it of the movie. And what happened was the staff discovered that the whole movie basically got flooded. And if you know the story of Noah and Ark, then you know that is so ironic because there was a 40-day flood, and there was a flood in that movie theater. So they couldn't show the movie when it was supposed to be shown. They had to show it at a different time because that was at like 12:15 on Friday of April 4th, and it was due to an ice machine fault. So they are working with the I don't know if they fixed it yet, but they're working with the engineers to try to fix it. So, you know, J. Styles approves of that because it's clear that the Lord does not approve of that movie.
Right, though. Right, though.
It's clear that he was letting everybody see that movie, but, you know. So that was that. And one last thing that J. Styles does approve of, which is KFC is debuting chicken corsages for everybody's prom. It's prom season coming up, so you can now, I think that they're only giving out 100 of them, but you can go and purchase a chicken corsage. Now, everybody knows that the corsage is what the man gives the girl, and she puts them on her wrist and goes with her dress and everything. Well, you can pick any flavor drumstick and put it on a corsage and put it on her arm for a prom. And she can eat it, and there's a $25 gift card that comes along with it. So if you have a sweetie and you want to take it to prom, you can give her a little chicken corsage. I approve of that because I like chicken and I like KFC, so I approve of that. And if some dude ever walked up to me with a chicken corsage, I would be so mad. I would be the most maddest woman ever. So don't do that, but it's a good idea. It's a good attempt for KFC. I hope they have fun with it. Sounds like a little fun idea. So, well, that was all for J Styles approved. So it's back to you guys and chemtrails.
All right, and Jay will be joining us for the rest of the show tonight. Jay, one thing you forgot: the songs. Got to shout out the artists.
Yeah.
Got to show the artists some love. Shout out the artists.
I'm sorry. I completely, and I have it pulled up, and it's just sitting right there in front of me. My bad, guys. Today's songs, or this week's song rotation, comes from Black Off J. Caddy, by J. Caddy, Tell It from G, Myra from Tavril, and I'm On It by Shelby Raw.
Shout out to Shelby Raw, who was on the show last week. Shout out to the Cool Energy Show, you know, they showing love. And speaking of the Cool Energy Show, one of their hosts, Jay Honey, hit us up on Facebook during the break. And she said that she's locked in, and she had her own perspective on the Sandy Hook shooting. Any of you guys familiar with that?
That was the shooter.
I'm gonna read to you what she said. She says, since you are talking about different conspiracies, it made me think of the Sandy Hook shootings. Did y'all mention that? If not, you can research online and see there are multiple videos saying that Sandy Hook was a planned tragedy. Some have said that the school was demolished as a cover-up, and multiple people that were reported killed have been cited. It's off the weather topic, so I didn't want to call in. No, hey Jay, you more than welcome to call in if you're able to. But you know, because this we're talking about, you know, the weather modification stuff, but it's about conspiracies in general. So anyone who wanted to call in about any conspiracy whatsoever, it does not have to be about weather modification. You can feel free, because this is about conspiracies in general. Like the first conspiracy theory show we did, we covered Waco, we covered 9/11, we covered the moon landing, and we covered, I think, UFOs. We covered four different topics, so it's still in relation to conspiracy theory, so it's definitely relevant. Now, how did you guys feel about the Sandy Hook? Did you guys think it was a hoax, or how did you guys feel about it? I'm about to say, anybody who's like clickers right now, like
I heard you think about Sandy Hook, honestly.
What? I kind of missed the question. Can you repeat it for me?
You missed the question? I said, how did you feel about the Jay Honey from Cool Energy was talking about the Sandy Hook shooting, saying that's been reported to be a hoax or conspiracy, cover up, whatever you want to call it. How'd you feel, Jay? How'd you feel about the Sandy Hook? Was you buying it?
I mean, I actually didn't hear anything about it being a conspiracy. I just heard that it happened. I never heard about it being a conspiracy. But I'm gonna definitely check it out. I'm gonna do some research on it and see what happens. But I don't, as of right now, I can't feel like it's a conspiracy, because all I know is that it happened. So.
Yeah, I don't know about it myself, and you know me, I'm a person that I go based on research. I can't verify.
Yeah.
Jay, if you're able to call in, definitely call in and try to, you know, give us your perspective, and it might be something I might want to research after hearing you speak on it, because I didn't hear anything about it as far as it being a conspiracy. That's interesting. I didn't hear anything about that, but, you know, I might have to check that out. No.
I'm trying to look at it now, so I'll let you know in like a couple minutes.
Okay, well, meanwhile,
guys, we actually have a caller.
Maybe it's Jay. Oh. Let's see what this is.
Caller 443, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Jay Honey. I'm listening
Jay
in,
Honey.
Guys.
Shout out Jay Honey. She called in.
Hey, yeah, I'm definitely loving the show, and it's very thought-provoking. I love getting the information out there to hear everybody think about different topics. I will say I am on the fence about if Sandy Hook was a planned tragedy or not, so I can't say for sure that it was a conspiracy. I want to kind of clear that part up. I'm not one of the conspiracy theorists on that. But there is a man, he's on, he has a YouTube video if you guys want to check it out. It's kind of long, but you might not be able to get the gist of it right now. His name is Wolfgang Halbig. Last name is Halbig. And he has a video because he was going more in-depth about what happened there, and he wanted answers. And so he was going around to the different authorities and the FBI trying to find out what exactly happened, why did the school system fail the children, and why were so many people killed by one individual. That was all that he was trying to do, and he actually said that he was visited by some kind of agency. He doesn't know for sure who it was. They actually entered his home and told him to stop looking for answers, just what you're doing, just cut it out. And that made him kind of get more in depth about what happened, and he has all of these different facts that he pulled up, or maybe, you know, theories, I'll say, instead of facts. And so you guys can check out that video. I guess a lot of people didn't know that there's a lot of conspiracy theories behind it now, and there are some videos and pictures saying that some of the victims have been cited other places. And what the conspiracy is saying I'm sorry, guys. Did you want to interject anything?
No, no. Please continue.
Okay, okay. So, I'm just rambling on. But what the conspiracy is saying that it was basically a setup, feel more, I guess, scared and get the public just in the kind of a frenzy as far as it comes to, you know, being in a public situation and as far as the schools and everything, and that's why they targeted an elementary school because they really wanted to tug at the heartstrings of the public, and they're trying to scare the people and so they can maybe the possibility is so they can enforce more security, more surveillance of different areas and different things. That is some of the theories that's going on. That's why they put together this quote unquote hoax, and they're saying that some of the victims were not actually killed. They were just kind of put in some kind of secret witness protection program, perhaps. I'm not really sure. Like I said, I'm not part of the conspiracy theorist on this, but this is some of the things that the gentleman and some of the other people are saying. So if you guys wanted to check that out, it's on YouTube. Like I said, the guy's name is Wolfgang W. His last name, I'll spell it out, is H-A-L-B-I-G, and he has a video. It's about 45 minutes long, explaining, his thoughts about what he's witnessed as far as the Sandy Hook incident. And he was also saying, in comparison to other tragedies in schools like Columbine, for instance, how it was handled completely different, and in comparison to the Sandy Hook and different things. So you can all get your own opinions behind that, but I was just putting it out there since this is such a great conspiracy theory show that you guys have going on. That just popped into my mind, and I wanted to share that one with you guys.
Well, thanks. It's definitely very relevant to conspiracy theories. The topic is conspiracy theories in general, with just a focus on weather modification, but conspiracy theories in general. Before you go, I wanted to ask, did you have how do you feel about, I mean, you look into the sky and see chemtrails and whatever you want to call it, geoengineering
sure
going on. How do you personally feel about that? Like, when you look in the sky and see that?
Yeah, it's a little scary because you really don't know what is making that trail. That, like, you know, the kids look at it and say, oh, it's clouds. You know, they're making clouds and stuff like that. But, I mean, what is that stuff? What is it, and then who is it? I'm not really sure. When you see chemtrails, like, who is doing that? And for what real reason? I mean, is it something, are they putting something into the air that, like, I don't know if you guys were hitting on that, that maybe they can control, you know, with the weather, do with certain elements that they might be dropping into the sky. I don't know. So I'd like to have answers just like you guys would like to have answers. Who and what is going on up there?
Exactly. It's definitely something to make you think. It's like I was saying earlier, like when you just, like something like that is not something you can just look at and understand. You got to actually, but you can't turn to your boys, your best friends, the media for any answers on anything other than Lil Black that got shot from down the hill 2 hours ago. That's about all you can get out of turning on to the news. So, I mean, you got to actually, all I can say is thank God for the Internet, because without that, I know I would be a lost soul. Like, you got to actually get online, do your research, and try to figure out things for yourselves. But there are, like, communities, and there are, like, talk radio shows like ours and the Cool Energy Show and others that, talk about thought-provoking things, and I encourage people to, like, check out these shows, you know, reach out and try to get this information.
Right. I would love to hear any other input. I mean, I don't know if you're going to continue the show or keep going with the conspiracies part 3. I'm not sure. But I would really like to know what exactly the chemtrails are, because especially since they're supposed to be so mindful and security conscious, especially about the aviation system and our skies is supposed to be so secure and everything. But we can't really find exact answers.
And I got something for you, right? Our aviation system is supposed to be so secure and so the best in the world, right? But two planes were able to fly into the towers in 9/11 successfully, and one was able to hit the Pentagon, of all places, the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so
yeah.
Things aren't always as they seem, for real. Exactly. Like, you got to think about that. Like, the Pentagon is one of the high, supposed to be the highest guarded place in the United States, hands down,
right.
Point blank, period. They dispatch a fighter pilot can be away from anywhere in the United States. Anywhere
mm-hmm.
they can get there within minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's
yeah.
set up.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's so many things that really make you think about that. And I mean, now that you mentioned 9/11 and the planes and everything, I'll just go ahead and say I remember 9/11, and I was downtown at a career fair in the harbor in Camden Yards, and there was a lot of vendors there, and one of the vendors happened to be listening to a TV that was on the side in the corner. It had CNN on, and we heard about the first plane. We thought it was an accident, and everything kept going. And then another plane hit the towers, and so they got everybody's attention. Initially, the plane that went down in Pennsylvania, it was reported on the news that it was shot down. So, I mean, I know they have, you know, all these tapes and everything saying that, you know, that the people fought back, and that's what you know, why that plane went down where it did. But it was initially reported that plane was shot down. So that's another, you know, theory that could be out there. You know, we really don't even really know unless we really do the research on everything. So I appreciate, you know, the show that you guys are delivering for the listeners. It's really thought-provoking. And, you know, keep up the good work, guys.
We definitely appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, sharing your opinions. You're welcome to call any show. Anytime, you know, we locked into the Cool Energy Show. Let them know how they can catch the Cool Energy Show and when they can catch it, and a little bit about what y'all do.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Cool Energy Show, we talk about hot topics, different things that's going on in current events and in the news. Like I said, it's myself. It's Shelby Robb, who was a guest on your show. It's Talal, it's Cutest Sports Guru, and it's Mistress Beach. And we have a website. It's www.coolenergyonline.com. And you can check us out every Sunday, 5 to 7 on Street Legal Radio.
No doubt, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out the Cool Energy Show. And that's Eastern Standard Time for our West Coast
yes.
listeners and Midwest
yes,
listeners and all that. Everybody in different yes. time zones. Check it out. Check out Street Legal Radio. com. They got a bunch of shows going on. Cool Energy Show. It's a great show. They got some other shows too. The Underground with Stan Stein and LT. And other shows. Street Legal Radio doing their thing. Shout out to them. Shout out to Jay Honey for calling in and sharing.
My pleasure, guys. Great shows. Now, I'm definitely a fan and I'll always be tuning in.
No doubt. Thanks for the love, Jay.
Thanks.
And with that said, y'all. Jay, I would love Jay Styles, that is. Jay, I would love to hear your opinion. You didn't really get to share your opinion on the whole weather modification. What do you how do you feel about this?
I feel pretty strong in the fact that none of us really know what's happening or why they're doing the whole chemtrails thing, because they won't tell us, and that really, really bothers me. Like, when you can't just openly tell somebody what you're doing, then that means that you're not doing something. You're doing something you're not supposed to. If I can't tell my significant other who I'm texting, then that means I shouldn't be texting that person. If you can't tell me what you're putting, why you're flying the airplanes in the air, and what's coming out of it, and why do you keep doing it over and over again, then you probably shouldn't be doing it. But I actually did a little research before the show, and I found, and I actually, it was, I hadn't, I knew about, I knew about them, and I knew they were probably bad, and I never really researched them. And so when I found out that, like, putting aluminum, like, micro-sized aluminum in the air, like that, that'll alarm me. Like, I was really alarmed. Like, I went and asked my mom, hey, do you know that they're doing this? And she was like, well, you know, my mom kind of dismissed it because she doesn't really care. But when I heard that they were putting aluminum and barium in it, I really did it opened up my eyes. I was like, wow, that's really harmful. And then I was watching a video, and as it went on, it was like, it could be linked to Alzheimer's, and it could be linked to behavior problems in children. I'm like, wow, that actually makes sense because, you know, everybody knows that, you know, the behavior, all these kids are getting diagnosed with ADHD and ADD and all these behavior problems, like, it actually did make sense to me. It was like, wow, you know, if they're doing it more often, so that would make sense for more kids to be getting diagnosed with that. It makes sense for people starting to get Alzheimer's at a younger age rather than getting it at 80 or 70, 80, 90, they're getting it at, like, 60 and 50. Like, and it made a lot of sense to me, but I just wish that they would make better choices, whatever they're doing. Whether they share it or not, I wish they would make better choices. I would love mine, but I do think it's a real thing. I don't think it's a conspiracy, per se. That's my opinion on it, and Jay Styles does not approve that.
Yeah, I bet you don't.
I mean, you know, everybody's going to be having more babies. It's going to be grandchildren. I don't want my grandchildren dying because the government decides that we don't need to live cleaner or be healthier or anything like that. I don't want my grandkids dying, so I don't approve of it, and I won't approve of it.
The term conspiracy theory is very interesting. I prefer the term skeptics or skepticism, you know, because the only thing conspiracy theory does, or conspiracy theorists, the only thing that does is it just deflects everything. It's just a way to shut you up. At least if you say skepticism, it's like, okay, well, a person is skeptical about it. That makes sense. To me, what perfect way to people from thinking then to say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. That means you're crazy. You know what I mean? I definitely prefer the term skeptical, skeptics, or skepticism. Yeah, I'm a skeptical person. I'm not no goddamn conspiracy theorist. I don't know what the hell that is. You could just put a label on me because I'm a person that thinks and uses my brain and does research. I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, well, I used to be a conspiracy theorist for me. Why is it only things that involve, like, talking against, like, government? Because y'all notice that? Did y'all ever notice that? You're a conspiracy theorist if it's something speaking against the government. Know what I mean?
That's exactly what it is.
If you know somebody that killed somebody, but it isn't exactly proven, but you think that this person killed that person, you're not a conspiracy theorist for that, now are you?
Nope.
Exactly. You got to think about this stuff. I see Sarge is on QT right here. And Sarge, I think Sarge is filling out numbers right now.
Oh. I'm trying to put two and two together. I mean, yeah, I see it in that way a little bit, but hey, I mean, you can take that person who killed doctor that killed Michael Jackson. Conspiracy that Michael took them drugs and didn't wake up. Man, could have been it. Michael might still be alive. I still think Biggie alive. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Biggie.
I heard a pot. Being alive. I never heard Biggie still alive. That's a new one for me.
I think Biggie and Pac still alive. They chilling together.
No,
probably. Man, after I saw that Coachella, Pac still alive.
And you know what, Sarge? You know what's funny? People are going to say you're a conspiracy theorist for that. That's the thing. You'll be labeled for that. You'll definitely be labeled for that.
I would be labeled for that one.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Some people say that's a conspiracy theory, too, that Tupac and Biggie is still alive.
That's because the cops killed him. Or the conspiracy is that the cops killed him. That's why I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think I'm a realist. That Negro
Thank
still
you,
alive.
Right, realist, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You're a skeptic or a realist, you know what I mean? These are, like, these are acceptable terms that make sense. You know what I mean?
Right.
That makes sense to me. A realist, a skeptic. What the hell is a conspiracy theory? I'm still trying to understand. I looked at the definition, and I still don't understand. Like, because I'm a person that likes to think, I am a conspiracy. That's like the most outrageous, dismissive thing ever created. But it was wise. I give it to them. Whoever came up with it, I'm pretty sure it's some government person that came up with it. Whoever came, it was that's a good one. Nice. That's a nice one. You know what I mean? Hey, good one, you know. But, no, I'm not going for it. You know what I mean? I'm a person with common sense that uses my head. You know what I mean? Like, this weather is crazy. It's out. It's insane. I don't know if it's going to be 30 degrees tomorrow or 90. I just don't know no more. I don't know. Only thing you can do is really turn into the weather. You know, hit the weather channel
supposedly this summer is supposed to be as hot as last year, where it's going to stay in the 100s.
Oh man, I can't take it. Crazy summer. I can't take it anymore. So you think that the word conspiracy theory is used to make people think that you're crazy? Like if you feel that way, like if you feel like something is a conspiracy, you think that people say, "Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist"?
Just like the article I read earlier about. You are anybody that listened earlier, and we read the Chemtrails article, and it says conspiracy theory next to it, right there on Wikipedia. Everybody's favorite site for information. Everybody's favorite site.
Yeah.
Right there on Wikipedia. It says conspiracy theory next to chemtrail, but next to contrail, it doesn't say that. It's like
right. This
is the term that is acceptable to use. But if you say chemtrail and you buy into that, then you're a conspiracy theorist. Therefore, it is chemtrails, the conspiracy theory. I mean, same thing with, like, anything you use. 9/11, last year's show, Conspiracy Theories Part 1, we covered the moon. It's rumored, it's not no damn conspiracy, it's rumored that the moon landing was fake. And we covered that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, all I can say is people need to, you know what I mean? People need to actually do the research. But that's considered, as soon as you say, conspiracy theorists. You can't even finish the sentence. Conspiracy theorists. No, it's no way. It's no way they would lie to us. All right, yeah. Well, I'm just glad I'm not one of those people that thinks like that. Because the average person walking down the street, you can ask them, do you trust the media? Like, I asked Sarge, does he trust the media? He said no. I asked Miss V.A., does she trust the media? She said no. I'm sure, Miss Nay, do you trust the media?
No.
Jay Styles, do you trust the media?
No.
See, anybody you ask walking down the street will say that, but then they'll turn around and call you a conspiracy theorist if you buy into something that is publicly on record as far as, like, speaking against government.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But nobody likes the government.
But, yeah, people don't like the – all right, people's problems with the government is like, man, they cheating me out of my taxes, man. They robbing me. That is like, you know what I mean? And I could sit there and call somebody a conspiracy theorist for that. I mean, I wouldn't, but damn, if I'm a conspiracy theorist for saying chemtrails is in the air, then you're a conspiracy theorist for saying the government cheating you.
Right.
Well, prove it then. If you're telling me to prove chemtrails, I do my research. Go do, take some math classes and actually learn the percentages and how the government breaks down everything and the IRS and all that stuff, then come holler at me. At least I take the time to do the research to speak truth to power on these things. Before you go call me a conspiracy theorist, I can say you're a conspiracy theorist. You don't even know the math. The only thing you understand is basic math and subtraction, but you're saying the government cheating you on your taxes. You're a conspiracy theorist. Now, how about this? You're an idiot. There we go. That's more like an idiot. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? So any of this stuff can always be arguable, but to label somebody like that, it's just ridiculous. It's just, like, insane. Like, Nizzy, now you take I just gotta catch my breath because like, I just gotta inside. It's crazy, man. It's really crazy. Like, it's crazy. You know, I'm very passionate when it comes to this stuff. Like,
yes.
This stuff matters to me,
yes.
Man.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. Like, and if people really don't believe in the chemtrails, now, one day when you hear airplanes, you know, just watch it. Watch it as the chemtrails leave the airplane. You know, watch it. And then wait a couple of seconds. Just wait a little bit as the airplane disappears, and then wait and see how the sky automatically changes. You have to pay attention. I'll watch it one day because, you know, Tate Real was bringing this up all the time. So I was like, let me just see for myself, because you got to visually see it yourself to really believe it. Like, it's true. It automatically changed. Like, the clouds, even the clouds look different. Like,
I mean,
the whole sky just, like, turned gray.
I go to a lot of football games.
It was a nice day the whole day, and as soon as that airplane went up on the sky and left them chemtrails, it automatically started to pour rain.
Well, Nizzy, have you ever been to a football game? Like an NFL
yeah.
game? So when the Jets fly over the Baltimore, they got an open head. When the Jets fly over the actual stadium, they leave them chemtrails along every time they do it. You telling me it changes the course of that game because the clouds have just ruined? I mean, I haven't seen a game where the clouds just stayed there the whole game. Because if that was the case, I'd have me some shade. And I ain't had to burn up at one of these Panther games trying to watch my boys play. But them chemtrails are gone maybe 10 minutes during the game. I ain't feel no droplets. I ain't getting no aluminum on my hot dog or my beer.
It doesn't mean necessarily that it's going to rain, but it does. Those chemicals actually do affect the weather. Like, you can't deny the fact that the weather is changing in some type of way. Like, it is ridiculous.
The weather is changing.
Now, then go back a couple of years. I can see the way I see it is this all started from 9/11. This is when the weather really started. Like,
from 9/11?
The 9/11. Now, the 9/11... is, I guess you can call me a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but all that shit was planned. But we're not going to get into that because then, you know, I'm going to get real deep into that then. But just look it up. Look at the
shows.
Yeah.
Look at all of it.
Look it up. Now, you said about it. You ain't getting no aluminum on your hot dog. You do realize that, like, it rains outside, right? When you go look outside, do you see aluminum on your steps or metal? Like, you're not going to see it. Like, it's chemically sprayed into the air. You have to go into a laboratory to find this stuff.
But do you
you're
understand?
You're not going to find this stuff that's in the rain or in the snow. You got to do lab research.
But understand as far as how
qualified
much
people
actually
are
getting in the atmosphere, though. They're saying, what was the term? Because I know... Jay, you said it. You said it was a term. It was less than a tenth, or it's a microcosm or something like that. It's a very little amount going actually in the air. So it's to change the weather. It's not going to change the weather over 5 years. We're talking about 50 years, decades. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about over years.
If you saw on the videos, like, people, like, that when they do the planes, they're doing it in, like, grid lines. They're doing it multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Like, just doing it once a day, that's not going to affect. That's going to take a very, well, I'm not going to say it's not. It takes a very long time just to do it once a day and expect the effects to be faster. But this is multiple times a day. This is multiple, first of all, it's multiple planes. It's multiple times a day, and they're doing it in a large vicinity. It's not like they're doing it isn't just one city. They're doing it in multiple cities. They're doing it in multiple times.
I'm not going to be a firm believer of chemtrails. I give it maybe a factor in, you know, what's killing the earth, but it's not. There's more cars on the planet burning fuel and having that released in the atmosphere than chemtrails.
Well,
because
I know
it plays
a big part. Let's just say it like that. It's not all of it, but it plays a big part.
Because the chemtrail is not left every time a plane is flown. That's what I'm saying. A
chemtrail
is only released when a plane is at 30,000 feet above.
No, that's not true. The only time
chemtrails
and a plane flying is not the same thing. Like, they fly to – they're not flying to get someone – from Georgia to New York, they're flying in the air to spray those chemicals. You do realize that it's not commercial airliners that are spraying this stuff. You realize that, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not every time somebody's flying a plane.
And then on top of that, commercial airlines, they go back and forth one way. They don't circle around. The video that I saw, they got a plane that's flying and it circles around. It turns on the engine. And see, commercial airlines, they don't turn on and off their engines. Chemtrails, when you know they're putting something in air, whether it's contrails or chemtrails, they turn off their jets and then they turn off the aerosol things that spray out the chemicals. They turn them off and they turn them on and they go around in a circle. They don't go in one direction. They always come back around to complete whatever they're doing, because you know they come in different sizes, Y, Z's. W's, all that. They do different types of designs in the air, if you will. So it's not those type of jets in commercial airlines. They're two totally different things. And then on top of that, we don't even know. Just looking at the plane that's flying up in the sky, you don't know if it's a contrail or a chemtrail, or if it's just the exhaust from the plane. Like, you have no idea what that is. So it's hard to say either way, but when you can actually see it happening, like, you know the difference between that and an exhaust from a regular flame. Like, you can tell the difference. It's easy to tell.
My greatest fear is that one day clear blue skies is going to be a thing of the past. With everything that's happening with the planet, the greenhouse effect and all of that stuff, like the geoengineering, because if I say geoengineering, I don't sound like I'm from Looneyville, so I'll say geoengineering. All of that stuff, my biggest fear is to one day go and look, and it's like, wow, like, we haven't seen a clear blue sky in 2 months. Like, this is crazy. Like, it's crazy that, like, man is, like, you know, doing this now. Yeah, they say that, you know, they're trying to deflect the sun, which is the sun is natural. The sun is, like, it's just really crazy. They're trying to deflect the sun. But what are you saying? Like, why do we need to deflect the sun all of a sudden? Like, is the earth getting closer to the sun or something? Like, why do we got to deflect the sun? For what? It's been good. The sun is what gives us our... makes the plants grow and everything. So, like, why do we need to deflect the sun? For what? Is it something happening to the sun that y'all not talking about?
Like,
why does it not make sense? Like, make it make sense. It would be acceptable if you said, okay, well, we got to do this because the global warming is happening, because what's happening is the sun is expanding, and in 40,000 years it's going to explode, so we got to deflect the sun's rays because the radiation is, like, that stuff would make sense. Like, make it make sense. Like, oh, no, we're just going to spray stuff in the sky, and if you pay attention to it, you're a conspiracy theorist, and that's just it. Like, that's crazy. That's insane.
But you're proving your point, though. If they put it in the news, I already said, as far as I rarely listen to the news, and Nizzy doesn't listen to the news, Ms. B.A. doesn't listen to the news, I'm not sure as far as just status on listening to the news, but they put it in the news as if, I believe they've already done. They're saying, as far as our axis is changing, therefore it's going to get hotter, we are getting closer to the sun, and plus the sun is getting hotter. Those are the things that they've already stated, but people aren't going to listen to them. You're going to have to develop your own opinion in order to have the conspiracy theorists or the people who believe just, hey, it's real, it's going to happen, just along with everything else. Just like you said earlier, the planet's getting older. Things are going to happen. Like, the earth is not going to be here forever. Whatever's born is set to die.
Well, I mean, one thing's for sure. Everyone is definitely entitled to their own opinion. And though I have my own, I respect everyone else's, including yours. I just know, as you said, you're a realist. I'm a realist, too. I know what I see with my own damn two eyes. I know what I see. I know when I go from a clear blue sky to a sky full of white man-made clouds. I know that, you know, we know you can't argue that plankton is dying. You know, like this, like you can't argue the trees are dying. Like you can't argue that stuff. Like this stuff is facts. It's factual. You know what I mean? And so, like I've been saying, man, I can't stress it enough. People have to do their research. And you know what? I just when I see that, I'm gonna be totally honest here on Israel Talk Radio. I'm about to keep it 120,000 with y'all. When I look into the sky, like the other day, it was like 12 of them. I'm not exaggerating. It was literally like 12 planes on different parts of the sky just spraying all over the place. When I see that, part of me just be wishing I just had a missile and I could just shoot all of them idiots out the sky. Like, I just shoot missiles at them and just knock them all out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I dare you spray this stuff into the air that I got to breathe and not tell me and my family and my kids got to breathe this. And you just spraying this stuff and they're not telling us. And the people that do this, like the pilots, the people that are involved in this, is like, they should be ashamed of themselves. Like, you know what I mean? Like, to be a part of this. Like, you know, I don't know what they get paid or what government branch they're a part of. I don't care. You're idiots. You're idiots. All of them. You know what I mean? It's stupid. Like, and then you can't tell us? I'm not with that, man. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not going out like that. Like, I'm not going to be a person that's going to just be like, you're a citizen, shut your mouth and be lucky to be an American, and that's it, and just keep it moving. Like, no, I'm not going out like that. I'm not going out like that. I'm not going to die an idiot or an ignorant, uneducated person that just doesn't understand what's real, what matters in life. Health matters. You know what I mean? And if you don't think that there's issues going on with health and society and the stuff, the plants, most of the stuff we eat is garbage. Check out Green Talk Live, the show that airs on Thursdays from It's Real Talk Radio. And hear the chefs. The chefs who are actually farmers will talk to you and, like, actually break it down about what's happening with your food. And these are people that are experienced farmers, professional farmers. They know their stuff. They know what they're talking about. They do the research. Check that out. You know what I mean? Like, it's real right now. It's real. Like, most of the stuff you're eating is garbage, including the plants and vegetables. You got to watch. If you ain't homegrown yes. yourself, you know what I mean? Like, we all eating garbage. I know I'm eating garbage. I don't have no garden. I don't have no farm. Like, I know I'm eating garbage, man. I know my lifespan is probably going to be short. The stuff that's happening right now is real. Screw them reality shows, man. You better be right about your health, your well-being, and your kids, man, and your kids' for real, because it's going down.
I mean, yeah, well, let me ask you this. Do you believe in Darwinism? Darwinism.
Who?
Darwinism. Yeah. That you will adapt?
I mean, the Earth has done a good job of adapting. Mankind has adapted, you know, to things before, but it's hard to say. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the way that the way the planet is sitting and stuff, you know, you want to hope for the only thing you can do is really hope for the best, because a lot of stuff we're still learning. We're still learning about how chemicals affect things and how the atmosphere is affected. We're still learning about a lot of stuff. A lot of these scientists are still learning stuff every day. So, you know, I'm not a scientist or an expert that I can really give an accurate opinion, perspective on how we're going to overcome this. I just know that people need to actually start talking and sharing information, inviting friends over, sharing information, get people talking. Whether someone agrees or disagrees, at least the word is spread. And everything, not just about weather modification, everything that's happening. You know what I mean? Like, everybody has a right to their own opinion, freedom of speech. You know what I mean? Voice your opinion and stand up against things that you don't believe in, that you think is wrong. You know what I mean? Like, don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Like, you know what I mean? This is your life. This is your family, your friends, and future generations that's going to be coming up that God live in his world. Like, you know what I mean? That stuff should matter. Because, yeah, you're not going to – a lot of people are like, oh, well, am I going to die from it? Is if, am I going to wake up tomorrow and suffocate and pass out and turn green and die from chemtrails? No. Oh, okay then. Well, I got other things to worry about. I got issues. I got bills and stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's – but why wouldn't they want you to think like that? That's just – why not? You know, why wouldn't they want you to think like that? You know what I mean? That's a what better way to shut somebody up. But all these distractions that's going on,
that's
like, why
stress,
wouldn't
though.
It makes perfect sense. What an agenda that is to have someone think like that. As brilliant as mankind is, as brilliant as people are, some people with PhDs, some people with IQs are off the charts, but they'll still call you a conspiracy theorist. I don't care what your IQ is. If you have a conversation with me and all you get out of that conversation with me is I'm a conspiracy theorist, yeah, you might have an IQ off the chart, but you're the idiot. You're the dummy. You know what I mean? Because you got that brain and all that brilliance and you're not utilizing it in a way that's going to help affect, that's going to positively impact the world. You know what I mean?
I see it both ways. I mean, I never tend to judge people off that first opinion that they have, but at the same time, I look for what's going to really affect me. I believe we as human beings, we do adapt. So if chemtrails is either blocking us from the sun or killing us eventually, we're going to die. We're not going to die over this, because if that was the case, why would you spread it and then they have to breathe the same air we have to breathe? That makes no sense to me. You're going to kill everybody? You killing everybody? Okay. But to me, if you're just going to spread it and then you want to spread it over this community or that community or this city or that city, that to me is targeting. Yeah, I want to know something about that. But it's across the world. You killing everybody and yourself? That's crazy to me. I don't think anybody in their right mind would formulate that plan.
I can tell based on what you're saying, you need to do some more research before, you know what I mean? It's just some more research. You need to do. A lot of people say that. There are a lot of different thoughts on that.
And that's my formulation of it.
Yeah, and I respect. No, don't think that. I don't respect what you're saying. Don't think that.
No,
you know what I mean? But controlling the weather is a way of control. You control the weather and the food source. You control everything. You got to keep that in mind. Like, farmers are being put out of business because they can't even grow. Did you know that? Did you know that, like, a lot of farmers are going out of business because they can't even grow crops and stuff?
But a lot of farmers are going out of business because they're selling bad meat as well. You can't feed your pigs crap and then expect your pigs
well,
to do something.
Well, if there's crap in the atmosphere,
so
the animals got to eat, then the animals are going to be sick. Did you think about it like that?
What about these other farmers that are producing at high marks? They're producing enough tomatoes to fill McDonald's that are serving 1 billion people. They're not having problems. So is it chemtrails killing everybody or chemtrails affecting a few
well,
people?
Well, see, that's
everybody
you
got to
understand. It's not just about, oh, we're going to spray this in the air to kill you. It's not that. See, that's where you're going wrong, looking at it like that. It's not, we're going to spray this stuff, we're just going to kill the whole world. Ha, 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 ha. Hit the laugh. You know, like that little evil, sinister, like mad scientist. You know what I mean? It's not about that. It's bigger than, it's never something that simple. Like, it's never that simple, man. You know what I mean? I respect what you're saying, Sarge. I challenge you, your partner here on Israel Talk Radio, I challenge you to go and just do more research. I mean, you heard the people talking earlier. That was a small fraction. You heard the things that I read.
Like
those are small fractions.
Like
I challenge you
too,
to do
bro.
More research. And then
I'm saying,
love
so
to hear
I have articles. That's why I come to my conclusion. Because
okay.
I'm not a person that's
going
to just take anything just for as it is. You got to prove it to me. That's how my job, and I do good at my job because I have to know what I'm doing. When I learn what I'm doing, there's nobody that's going to tell me anything because I got my way of doing it, and I will see your perspective. I might be able to modify it to your perspective, but as long as I can make it do what it do, it's working. So that's what I'm saying. Like, even with this, I've done my research. I read multiple articles, some that were biased to the – the, you know, perspectives of those that are out there and thinking that, you know, the government is out to seize everything you have, make yours not work, and only make what the government works, is that we're trying to go to more of a capitalism instead of this democracy, or as far as what they said Obama's trying to do with the country, which is not true. I put things in perspective. There are people, and those are articles out there that's going to turn you biased to your thought, and you thinking that you're thinking one way when you're actually thinking another way. Just like most of Democrats are actually Republicans, and they don't know it. That's a conspiracy theory right there. The chemtrails, the contrails, whatever they are, I just don't believe, as far as, even if you're doing it every day, every plane's not doing it. If it was to harm your children or you, that's harming their children. Nobody's in a bunker but the president. So you're telling me, I mean, even over the course of the years, we're not going to adapt to this? With the sun getting hotter, we're going to grow more hair so that we can live through the winters, because wherever you sweat at is wherever you're going to cover up at. So you sweat there, you grow hair there, you got to live in this cold-ass winter that's coming too. We adapt to everything. God made us to adapt until we die. And that's why I don't see it as being a conspiracy theory. Everything's happening for a reason. If they're trying to prevent something, then they're going to prevent it. But if they're trying to do something to us, then I believe we're going to adapt, because I believe in God.
I respect that. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that there's an Area 51, or do you think that's just a hoax and a conspiracy theory?
No, there is.
There is. Are you saying you know for a fact there is an Area 51?
I know for a fact there is.
Do you think that they do, like, tests and test things out there that we don't know about, and have a lot of things going on over there that our minds can't even begin to imagine?
Of course. That's why I brought up the fact that they can't release everything out to the public because of what the public will do. I stayed there for a reason, because I know if they brought out that, you know, we're releasing this chemical agent in the world to either stop this for biological hazard that, you know, China or, you know, Iran or Iraq got a hold of, and they've already disposed in the air, we're trying to dispose it before it kills any more people, the people will flip out. You're talking about massive, you know, riots. We're talking about people not doing anything, not going to work. The world will stop. And that's just off of a theory or somebody. I mean, that's being too honest. You can't never be too honest with somebody. Hell, you can't even tell your wife, you know, you can't tell your wife the true honest lie, or not even a lie, the true honest truth sometimes, because you already know how she's going to react to it.
So you're saying, like, people are, like, they just overreacting when it comes to public. The public has a tendency to overreact, so to protect the public, they keep things from them because they don't fully understand. It's better for mankind to, like, not tell them everything, so you won't cause widespread panic.
Yeah, it's better to give you 30% than to give you everything, and then you just give up on life.
Wow. So what if this is not so much of a conspiracy theory, and it comes out years later that, you know, what these people are saying is actually true, and then it is actually there, you know, the airplanes are actually, you know, spilling out chemicals in the air, and it is affecting people, and it is which they do believe that it has killed people. And I think it was Canada and England, actually. In England, 8,000 people died. They don't even know why. A whole bunch of people just died. And I think Canada, it was 307 people that died of just some kind of illness that they couldn't even detect.
I can tell you this from just living over there, being stationed over there. England and Europe, they're not the most cleanest people in the world. They believe in washing maybe 2 times a week, once maybe. So yeah, I wouldn't even say it was chemtrails or anything that killed them. It might have been just dirt and filth. But
wow.
Canada, I really don't know. I've been there one time, so people die. That's my theory on the things.
But how do you explain it, though? That many people dying and doctors don't know what's going on. They can't determine nothing.
Because they're doctors.
Like everybody just started dying. So what if that happens here and they come to find out that it actually is these chemtrails? Then what you going to say? Then what
just
you
like
gonna
anything.
Do?
I mean, just like everything else. They didn't know it was bird flu until 2,000, 4,000 people died from it. We're not going to know it's chemtrails until we actually have a whole bunch of people die from it and they're actually able to relate these deaths to chemtrails.
Let me ask you this. When you what type of things do you like to put on your food? You like ketchup? You like putting ketchup? You like putting mayonnaise on your sandwich or mustard on your hot dog? Or like what type of toppings you like?
I'm the blandest eater you'll ever find. I don't put ketchup on my food, mustard. Hell, I like my wings naked.
No salt, no pepper. You don't spray nothing. No,
nothing.
You don't, no season salt.
I don't do that. Well, my mom, I grew up with my mama. She deep in the South. She put everything up there, onions, and I don't eat any of that anymore. I don't like salt, too much salt, pepper, nothing.
You don't even put cheese, lettuce, tomatoes on your burger, your plain burger, no nothing?
Well, no, I ain't going to lie. I put cheese on my burger, though.
Right. Well, why don't you try spraying some, putting some aluminum and metal on your burger and let us know how it tastes.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, who's not already in
there,
though?
It's crazy, right? Like, it's crazy to know. Like, I don't care, man. It's crazy to know that this stuff is proven to be, like, in the brain and in the food system and in our, like, blood. Like, that's crazy. Like, how do you argue, like, actual, like, proven, like, research that this stuff is, like, do you think the natural clouds and rain produces aluminum oxide? Do you think that, Sarge, or metal?
No.
Right, exactly. So when it's found, when lab tests was ran and it's found in the rain and the snow, how do you explain that?
But let me ask you this, though. If you were eating a cheeseburger, right, you've been eating cheeseburgers all your life. Let me ask you've been eating cheeseburgers all your life, right?
Right.
I told you there's aluminum in that cheese now. It is aluminum, all cheese right now.
Okay.
And there's no organic. I mean, you can't figure out what's organic or what's not about that cheese. Are you going to stop eating cheeseburgers now?
I mean, life has to go on. That's the crazy part about
that's
it.
What
like,
I'm
life,
saying,
you
though.
Gotta do what you gotta do. Like, you still gotta eat. I mean, you gonna not eat nothing? It's crazy.
Hey, but
you
not gonna
eat
cheeseburgers from your perspective. You ain't gonna eat no damn. You ain't eating no damn cheeseburgers no more. That's your perspective, though.
No, that's not my perspective because I know that. Like I stated before, I know the stuff that we eat is 90% garbage. But you gotta eat. I mean, everybody can't afford to go organic, and nowadays. Like I said, check out the chefs. They'll tell you, like, most of the stuff we eat, even the stuff that's organic, is not even really organic. You know what I mean? But I'll let the experts, you can check out the chefs. Call in their show when they air on Thursday, 7 and 9. Call in, check out the chefs, and ask them. Just say, like, I'm going to ask your opinion. We was talking about weather modification. And just ask them. You know what I mean? They'll tell you. Experts, people who are actually farmers. Most of the stuff... Or stuff that's labeled as organic isn't even organic. It's real. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's going down. I got another question for you, Sarge. I want to see where your mind really is. You said you're a realist. So what do you? And I'm not going to focus too much on this. It's just a quick question. What do you think about 9/11? Do you think 9/11? Do you think terrorists really set that up and flew the planes in the building, and that's how it happened, and that's, everything is explained. It makes perfect sense. And the plane that hit the Pentagon, there's no imprint of the wings, and no one's seen the plane, no pictures of a plane hitting the Pentagon. You believe all of that?
No, I'm going to tell you how real I think it is. I think all that happened, but they told you what they wanted you to believe. They told you what would get you prepared to go to war. They told you, as far as my head, because I had to go over there twice, they told me what I had to think. Because if they actually told you what it actually was, going back to what I'm saying, I think Americans would flip out. There would be, just like there was before, people were not getting on planes. They had to grow accustomed. Hey, look, this is the means of transportation that is fastest. what they do? They amp up all the security measures. You got to take off your drawers and stuff, hold your balls just to go through the security check. You got to take your socks off. Who got to do all that shit? They made that so that you feel better getting on this plane. But if they told you exactly what happened, you would not get on another plane. Think how easy it was for them to get on that damn plane. All the stories that came out about him already, the person who hijacked the plane was taking flight class. He took his classes in America. They told you what really happened. Say nobody would get on another damn plane. They have to tell you what you're going to believe to go about your life.
Okay. All right. I mean, I definitely, if not anything else, I definitely respect your opinion and everything you said. I always respect someone's opinion. You know what I mean? Especially if they've done the actual, some type of research and they're saying, okay, I believe this because I looked at it and analyzed it and broke it down. You know what I mean? So, with that said, Jay, you've been a little quiet. I want to hear something before we get ready to close, Jay. I just want to hear a little more from you. You've been kind of quiet.
What would you like to hear?
Just kind of give us a generalization on the overview of this whole discussion with not just weather modification but conspiracy theories in general.
Well, I totally agreed with you. I don't think that you did make me rethink calling them conspiracy theories, because in all actuality, they're just not conspiracy theories. They're skepticism, they're all of that, but they're definitely not. It's not. I don't ever want to make somebody feel like they're crazy for believing what they believe, especially if it's something that can be, you know, because if you can go and look at it and say, you know what, I can see where that person's coming from. I can see where they could be getting this from, where you can even start believing it yourself. So I definitely don't think that they are conspiracy theories, but I think that it would have to like just not be far fetched. It would not have to be like, oh, you're reaching out for that. Oh, you know, Jay-Z and Kanye West put up a sign with their hands. They're all of a sudden the devil coming up out of the hell to perform a concert. No, we're not doing that. I think that if you really feel that way, if you really feel like something's going on, then just trust your gut, just trust everything. I feel like everybody should just trust their own instincts. If you feel like there's something seriously going on, do some research. That's, to me, that's most important. Do the research for that, for whatever you feel like. See if there is something possibly there, because, you know, you could change that for people. I think that sometimes conspiracy theories can be really cool, actually. Like, I think that for something that you didn't notice before, like Jay Honey, she brought to our attention the Sandy Hook thing, which I had never heard before, but I told you guys I was going to look it up. I did. There's a lot of information, actually, that's on the internet. So, you know, I think it can be cool. Not that the fact that it happens, I don't like, you know, negative stuff that happens. That could be, you know, I don't like the fact that the government could be trying to kill us. I don't like that. But I do like the fact that, you know, it's something else for me to think about, something else for me to read about. I think that they can be, for lack of better words, entertaining. So I sort of approve them. I approve, but I don't approve. That's my thoughts on them.
All right. Well, with that said, you know, this is something I could go on for days and years about. So we're going to give closing statements. We can start with Lizzie Nagle. Automatically assume I'm going to start with her. Go ahead, Sarge. You have the honor of going first.
All right. Let's see. I guess closing statement is that, if my opinion is wrong, it's just an opinion. I just wanted to keep it there. And pretty much, I am a realist thinker first, and I don't really see the cloud until later. But, hey, just live life to me. Just live life. Things are going to happen around you that you're going to question. Just don't let it stop you from living.
And that's short and sweet, but you know what, Sarge? I actually, I feel you on that. I actually agree. Don't let any, regardless of what it is, that's happening. Like, you can't let it, the day still got to go on. The kids still got to get fed. You still got to go to work. The world has not ended. You know what I mean? I agree with you. That's well put. Nizzy.
I was just saying, everybody has an opinion to this. Like, there's no right or wrong answer to this. Everybody, there's going to be some skeptic, of course, you know. Some people literally really have to see it physically in front of their face before they'll believe it. And that's just how it goes. But I would just say, you know, do research. Really, really, really do a lot of research and look into it. And keep an open mind when you're doing it, too. Because I was a skeptic at first, too. You know, when we did the first show, you know, when we did the first conspiracy theory part one, I was a big skeptic. I don't believe none of that. You know, I believe what I've seen on TV. No lie. Until, you know, I did all that research. And it really opened my eyes. It really showed me a lot of things that I did not know. And that just goes to show you what the media does not tell you. Because they don't tell you everything. And for me personally, I would like to know what is going on. Regardless if it's going to hurt us, I would like to know. I just would like to know. If there's chemicals that they're shooting in the sky, please let me know. Because I just want to be aware of it. And I think if you know, when this does come out, or if it does really, that people are gonna be more pissed that they did not know rather than because it's happening. People are gonna be mad because they did not know. You're keeping this from us instead of just telling us what is going on in our environment. Let us know, you know, what we are putting in our mouths. Let us know what is going on with this crazy weather. Let us know. So that's all I have to say.
Jay, I know you kind of gave a overview of things, but closing statement, last words.
Yeah, my last words is kind of the same as Lizzie Mays. I would like for everybody to just tell us why or what's going on, but I also think that if anything, people need to research and they need to want, but they really need to want to try to know what's going on. They can't, you know, because you know you got people that are just like, oh, well, I don't really care. You know, there's people that don't watch news because they don't care because it's not affecting them directly. I think it'll help the whole world if we all just sit down and try to learn something. So that's my closing statement to everybody is do research. Research everything. Research what you don't want to research. Research what you do want to research. Just try to learn more because in the end it'll probably help us. I think having knowledge will help everybody be able to survive.
About
mine. What's your closing statement,
Terrell? I would say that Sarge, Nizzy, and Jay, all you three had great closing statements, and we could really leave it with all you three said, because all you three, everything you three said made sense. Some thought-provoking things too, and I guess my closing statement would be similar. I can't stress this enough. I'm tired of, I don't like not being given an answer, an understanding on what's happening around me, what's happening to the planet that me and my family have to thrive in. I don't like that. I don't like seeing a beautiful clear. I love going outside and seeing the blue sky. And then you got these jackass idiot pilots flying, letting stuff off into the air, and then we get no explanation for it. You know what I mean? Maybe I wouldn't think they was idiots if it was a real explanation and people shared stuff with us, and maybe I wouldn't want to take a bazooka and shoot them out the sky. You know what I mean? But I'm just tired of it. Like, I need to understand what's happening with my planet, with the world that I live in. You know what I mean? And, of course, a lot of us want that, but we're not going to get it. But that is the reason why I'm a person who forms my own opinion. I do my research, and I form my own opinion, my own views on it, and I take pride in that, and I do a lot of research. I'm not someone who just speaks an opinion. Like, a lot of people speak opinions just because this is how I feel. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to tell me who's the best basketball player, but you've never even watched an NBA game. Like, I'm not that person. I study things. I do a thorough research. I take notes. I break things down. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. If you want to say I'm a conspiracy theorist for that, then I'm a proud conspiracy theorist. But I know I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know I'm a person. That word, that term doesn't exist, and it's an illusion. It's a mirage. It's just a way to dismiss you, to keep you from thinking, it's a way to keep people from thinking and being thought provocative. You know what I mean? I'm a person who, like my man Professor Griff says, speaks truth to power. I love that. Like, I love that term. Speak truth to power. That's what I do. That's what I do. That's what I'm about. You know what I mean? Plain and simple. You know, weather modification. I think that people that actually want to actually, you know what I mean? And it's stuff that we ain't even touch on. Like, we ain't touch on, like, the superstorms. A lot of people think that these storms are controlled. We didn't even touch into that. It's just not enough time to be able to touch on all of that stuff. You know what I mean? But I think that man being able, like, wanting to actually dictate that stuff, like being able, whether it's a storm on a massive scale or just to be able to just keep it cloudy or whatever it is they're trying to do, I just don't think, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. And I think that it will hurt us more than it will help us. I've sat here and watched the people who are part of the geoengineering program say that they don't even, like, fully, they can't say that it's going to, like, help more than it's going to hurt. The people out of their own mouth say this. I sat here and watched this today. All the stuff is documented online. Check it out. Do your own research. Form your own opinion. And, you know what I mean? And just, you know, form your own opinion and share it with the people, everybody, you know. Let's talk about some real stuff that matters in life. All this reality shows and the hottest show on here, stuff don't matter. Stuff ain't going to affect us and our kids. You know what I mean? But the weather will. The food, you know, the crops, the animals, that stuff affects us. The fish, the plankton, all that stuff affects us. That's what really matters. That's what I'm about, like, real stuff that really matters in life. This is your boy, Tay Real, speaking, and that's my closing statement.
Okay.
Nizzy.
Oh, what?
You wanna do the honors?
Huh?
Holy crap. Well, all right, Nizzy Nay is on another planet right now. See, yeah, see? That's the thing. See? Nizzy has the chemtrails has got to Nizzy's brain. You know, and now it's affecting her. See, no, that's what they want you to think. They want you to talk like that so you can sound like an idiot. Yeah, the chemtrails are affecting Nizzy's brain right now, and she's not affected. No, Nizzy. Hear what I'm saying. They want you to talk like that, like you just had a dull moment, so the chemtrails did it. You know, they want you to think like that. It's crazy. Like, they want you to think like that. You know what I mean? No, I was just making a point. I was being sarcastic.
You don't want to be a jackass, that's all.
Since you're, yeah, apparently you're on Pluto right now. So you've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio, and we are your hosts. I'm T. Real.
I'm Nizzy Nay.
I think Sarge might have went to sleep.
Oh, no, I'm still here. I was waiting on Misbehave, my bad.
Oh, no, Misbehave had to sign out. Shout out to Misbehave, you know what I mean? Tell the little man to get well soon.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, do that. It's the baby, it's Sarge.
Jay?
Oh, I'm not a host. I didn't know.
Oh, no, no, I mean, but you weren't here with us, so, you know.
Everybody is out of it.
No, I'm not out of it. I just didn't know that I was going to be included.
Yeah,
this time.
No,
not
you were included. Host. You won the panel tonight.
Oh, well, Jay Styles.
Jay Styles in the building. And this is It's Real Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure. Tune in next week, same time as always, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We out of here. Good night.
Hey.
You've been listening to It's Real Talk Radio with Tay Real and Nizzy Nay. Facebook us at It's Real Talk Radio. Tweet us at It's Real Radio MP.